FCS. This is the Locker Room Show, brought to you by Transportation Equipment, 100 North Laird in Hastings. Now, let's talk to the coach on the Locker Room Show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to high school football here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. The Hastings High Tigers home tonight to the Alliance Bulldogs, and Rick Rebarger joins us, the head football coach of the Hastings High Tigers. Coach, we're not going to dwell too long on last week's game out at Scotts Bluff. It was a tough ball game out there. Things just kind of snowballed in the middle part of that game after a 7-7 tie, but it was just not a very good night last Friday.
Yeah, you know, coaches, we come back, and even when we're after the game, you know, I think in all aspects of the game, we did not play very well football. And, you know, it's just it's a little frustrating. I know our kids are frustrated, and I know the coaching staff's frustrated. But we've got to just, you know, do a better job with the little things and shore some things up. I don't know, we turned the ball over. We had some costly turnovers. That's a result of at least 14 points, and then when you look at it offensively, we had over 300 yards of offense according to our stat guy, and when you look at that kind of production, it's telling you, you know, you're not getting points, you're just hit and miss, and we're not getting the big play, and so we've got to sustain our drives and get points on the board, and that's something we got to do a better job of offensively. And then on the other side, defensively, there was times where we had guys one-on-one tackling and we missed it, and Scotts Bluff's credit, they had a very good back and he was able to turn that into points. But those are the areas that we've got to improve on, and then we also got to improve in our line play. We're losing the line of scrimmage the last two ball games, So we're focusing on them. We're working on them, and hopefully we can see some improvement in those areas.
Yeah, you talk about working on things. How'd the kids come back on Monday or Sunday, maybe to look at film, and on this week of practice, the kids are bouncing back pretty well.
Yeah, they're doing all right. That's the good thing about young kids. They're resilient. You know, they'll put it behind them. I mean, we're going to address them. And we're going to talk about them, and. I think you can't just completely forget about it. You got to learn from your mistakes, and we just got to get back to playing good football. And we haven't played good football the last 2 weeks, but each week's a new week, and we're still in the fight here, and we just got to string some wins together.
Okay, it's Alliance and the Tigers tonight on Lloyd Wilson Field. We'll talk about that game in specifics after this timeout on this evening's pregame show.
Safe, sound, and secure. These three words are increasingly important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch, helping you be safe, sound, and secure. Just one more way, Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
For sales, service, and repairs, come to Hastings RV Center, Transportation Equipment Company. That new or used RV you've been waiting for may be on the lot at Transportation Equipment Company. Mari and Barb will also take care of all your repairs and services, including hitch work, wiring, and camper detailing. Do some dealing at Transportation Equipment Company, 100 North Laird in Hastings, just north of the railroad tracks. Open Monday through Saturday. Transportation Equipment Company supports all local and area athletes and teams.
I don't know where it is, John. It's supposed to be there. It was supposed to be put in today. Yeah, maybe because we're up there to ask Tyson, I guess. Because there's definitely two parts.
Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances and now also carries GE appliances. Beeman's is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances in refrigeration, kitchen, or laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop locally and save money? Beeman's has a great selection of used appliances and a clearance aisle with low, low prices. For more information, stop by 727 East Park Street in Hastings. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
Welcome back to tonight's pregame show before Hastings High and Alliance High School football here tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. Rick Rebarger here, the head football coach of the Hastings High Tigers. Coach, okay, Alliance comes in tonight. What kind of ball club? What kind of ball club is this? Bulldogs have some good athletes. The way it looks, they're 3-2. But tell us a little bit about their team.
Well, I think their running back Pankrantz or Pankost. A lot of it goes through him. We've got to be able to contain him within the tackles and contain the running game. I don't think you're going to stop him. He's pretty explosive. So we've got to limit their success in the run game. And then they've got, a couple pretty good wideouts. They'll spread you out. They'll go no back. They don't really use a tight end, but they'll go no back or they'll go single back, doubles, trips, that kind of stuff. And then, just being where we need to be in our zones and hopefully getting some pressure on the quarterback at times so he doesn't have time to set his feet is going to be crucial in the game as far as defense is concerned. Offensively, they're going to have a nose guard on us. They're going to be physical with our center, and we got to handle that better. We've handled that the last two games, and then we've got to be able to run the football, which is going to be kind of tough at times when they got they'll crowd nine guys up into the box. But hopefully, we're able to get some of our veers loose and some of our outside dive options loose, and then. We're going to have to throw the ball effectively too. So, it's a good football team coming to town, and we've got to play a very good game and be in it at the fourth quarter and see what happens.
I think, Coach, if I ask you now, it's come full circle here. It's going to come down to play up front, isn't it? Yeah, I know that you've got to have your guys play better up front than they had the last two. They did so well in the first three, and that. Key to that offense, defense, and what they've got, it's going to come down to that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and it's also going to come down to turnovers. I mean, we got to protect the football. And, and just to be honest with you, score when we have our opportunity to score and not lose field position. And I think, we last week we didn't start with very good field position all week or all game except for one turnover that they had. And so – field position is exactly right. The turnovers, and it's always line play, and it's not. I'm not trying to be negative towards our line or anything like that. It's just you can have the best back there, but you've got to be able to have some sustained push and get the seams that the backs need in order to gain some yards.
The ball club knows, Coach. They know that this is an important game tonight. This is your last non-district game. If you get back to 500, get the ship uprighted a little bit and head into district play, it's a momentum builder tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they're all important. Yeah. And this is the most important game we have coming up. And, we need the points for power points, and we need the win. I think that's more than anything. We just need the a ray of light back into our program a little bit, some excitement, and for the kids, to keep their daubers up and keep coming and keep playing football, and that's what really I'm looking for tonight. I just hope that we can play four quarters of football. We want to be perfect, but realistically you're not going to be perfect, but play a quality football game, be a quality football team out there, and play four quarters hard and physical and with a lot of effort, and we'll worry about the score after that, but that's what we got to focus on.
Okay, Coach, good luck tonight. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk after it's over, and we'll see what happens. Thank you.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
That's Rick Rebarger, head football coach of the Hastings High Tigers, on tonight's pregame show. Stay tuned. Play-by-play coming up. Hastings High and Alliance. We're talking with Tom at Burt's Pharmacy in Hastings. You've got some important information for us today, right, Tom?
Yes, Blaine. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska patients can now get free of charge vaccinations for flu, shingles, and pneumonia. And yes, Blaine, that is free of charge flu shots. For details, stop in at Burt's Pharmacy at 14th and Bellevue or give us a call at 462-4466.
Thank you, Tom. That's Tom at Burt's Pharmacy. Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Burt's Drugstore in downtown Hastings.
The Locker Room Show has been brought to you by Transportation Equipment of Hastings. Stay tuned. The play-by-play is up next. on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
High school football starts now. Brought to you by Platte River Radio Sports.
The Hastings High Tigers are home tonight as they host the Alliance Bulldogs. The Tigers will try to break a two-game losing streak. Hastings High started the season 2-1, but have lost the last two, both on the road. 28-14 at Seward and 49-14 last week against Scott's Bluff. Alliance is 3-2 on the season, and for both teams, it's the final non-district game for these two teams, and it's on ESPN Radio. Now, let's go to Lloyd Wilson Field for the call of tonight's game, Blaine Bulis.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Lloyd Wilson Field at the Osborne Family Sports Complex, Hastings College campus, and high school football tonight. Hastings High Tigers, the Alliance Bulldogs in game number six for these two teams, marking the two-thirds point of the season, and district play beginning, as Tyson mentioned there, coming up next week, the final non-district game, and both of these teams trying to come off losses from last week and for 2 weeks in a row for the Hastings High Tigers. The Tigers looking to bounce back from just a tough night out in Scott's Bluff, 49-14 last Friday night, as the Tigers lost their second in a row after losing to Seward 2 weeks ago. After starting 2-1, they are now 2-3 on this football season. The Alliance Bulldogs lost last week at Lexington, 35-28. They've won three, lost two. They've beaten Shadron, Gordon Rushville, and Granada Northwest. They've lost to number two-ranked McCook and to Lexington last week, so they are 3-2. It's their second game in a row on the road, and they want to get back in that win column this evening. The Tigers come in on the season averaging 341 yards on offense per contest, 243 on the ground, 98 through the air. The Tigers giving up 254 a game, 173 on the ground, and 80 through the air. The Tigers scoring about 21 points a game, giving up a little over 19. The Alliance Bulldogs are averaging 282 yards per game, 159 on the ground, 122 through the air. They're giving up around 260 per contest, 171 on the ground, 89 through the air. The Bulldogs average about 25 a game. They give up 21, and again, they give up about 171 yards on the ground, does their defense, and the Hastings side Tigers might be able to take a little advantage of that tonight. But some good skill players for the Bulldogs: the quarterback Isaac Burnham, the wide receiver Kyle Hooper, and the running back Mitch Pancost. Pancost averages 130 yards per contest. He's already rushed for 651 yards on the season. The Tigers led in rushing by Tyler Rebarger, the quarterback, at 345 on the season. Austin Herringer, 317 yards rushing, and Brady Menke at 283 on the season. And Tyler Rebarger is 30 out of 57 throwing the ball for 427 yards and two touchdowns on the season. So the Tigers and the Bulldogs both looking to bounce back from losses in this one tonight. And the Hastings High Tigers trying to get out of that funk that they are in, losing the last two on the road after starting 2-1 on the season. The Tigers will come out, and they are going to be kicking off to start this contest, as they will go from north to south here at Lloyd Wilson Field. And Brady Menke's going to kick off, so we're going to see the Alliance Bulldogs on offense. Travis Hawks Ball Club, again, 3-2 on the year, but lost at Lexington 35-28 last year. Isaac Burnham will be the quarterback. He's thrown for 542 yards and four touchdowns. Ozzie Ortiz is the big 225-pound fullback. Mitch Pancost is the big running back, big as far as yardage and the athlete back there for the Bulldogs. He's only 156-pound junior, but he's rushed for 651 yards, 130 per contest. Kyle Hooper, Kyle Sanders, the wide receivers, along with Andrew Garza for this Alliance Bulldog offense. And Brady Menke will kick off, and going back to receive is going to be Mitch Pankos. We're going to hear a lot from him and Kyle Sanders, and the kick will go to the near sideline, picked up about the 11-yard line by the Bulldogs, and picking up to the 15 to the 20-yard line, running the football is Kyle Hooper. He gets it past the 25 out to about the 27, 28-yard line. That's where Alliance will start, first down and 10 yards to go at their own 28-yard line. So that's the way things will start here for the Bulldogs as they go from south to north, right to left on your ESPN 1550 KICS radio dial and at the ESPNSuperstation.com. First and 10 at the 28. Again, Isaac Burnham is a junior. He's the quarterback. The running back, Mitch Pankos. And Ozzie Ortiz is the fullback. Three wide receivers, and the Bulldogs will put two or three out per play. Burnham will fake the handoff and throw the football. Does across the middle. It's going to be caught by Hooper, and he's going to go all the way for the touchdown. The defender went for the interception or the knockdown, didn't get it. First play from scrimmage, Kyle Hooper catches the 72-yard touchdown pass. And just like that, 19 seconds into the game, the Tigers are behind to Alliance by the score of 6-0. A 72-yard touchdown pass as the Tiger defender on the play goes to knock the ball down or try for the interception. He doesn't get it, and the ball caught Kyle Hooper, who is the leading receiver, 72 yards and a touchdown, and Burnham completes it for the touchdown, and Alliance on the board in the first 19 seconds of the game, the first play from scrimmage. The Tigers were burned last week, big plays by Scott's Bluff, long runs for touchdown, including 67, 70, 68, and 68 yards last week. This is a 72-yard touchdown pass. The extra point try by Kyle Sanders is up, and it is good. And 19 seconds into the game, Alliance is up. The score, Alliance 7, Hastings High nothing. Back with the Bulldogs kickoff in 30 seconds.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
And welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. Boy, lightning strikes here. It's a beautiful clear night, but lightning strikes on from the offense of the Alliance Bulldogs. First play from scrimmage from their own 28, a 72-yard touchdown pass from Isaac Burnham to Kyle Hooper. Hooper is their leading receiver. 16 catches, 284 yards, two touchdowns. That was his third and the fifth touchdown thrown by Isaac Burnham. And Alliance is up 7-0 on the extra points of the Tigers. Like starting behind 7-0 here tonight on Lloyd Wilson Field. So Kyle Sanders, who kicked the extra point, will kick off. He does all the kicking and punting for the Bulldogs. And the Tigers have Brady Menke and Jake Rawson back to try to return this football. It goes down to the goal line there. It's Brady Menke to the 5, to the 10, 15, to the 20, has a bit of a hole, 25, 30, knocked down past the 30. But Brady Menke, a good return as he's got that left wrist taped up again. He's been bothered by a wrist injury most of this season, and it's heavily taped tonight. But the Tigers with a good return there by Menke moves it out to the 32-yard line. That's where they'll start with Tyler Rebarger, the quarterback, the junior. Brady Menke expected to be a running back, and we'll see Jake Rawson back there throughout the evening. Austin Herringer's the fullback, the senior. Matt Geiger will be the wingback. Going out wide to the right is receiver Will Reimer for the Tigers. They'll come out with double wing, and one back behind quarterback Rebarger. Hands the football off to the fullback. Herringer gets it out to about the 35-yard line against this Alliance defense, and it's a pickup of maybe three for Austin out to the 35. And it'll be second down and 7 yards to go. The Tigers have Reimer to split in. Zach Cooks, a 200-pound sophomore across that front line. Cody Newlands along the offensive line, 195-pound junior. Trent Haldmeyer is the center, the 215-pound senior. Eluard Resendez, the 240-pound senior at guard. Matt Karloff, also along the front line, 215-pound junior for the Tigers. Casey Lammers is the tight end. Handoff goes to the running back, Herringer. He gets it out to about the 38 on the second play from scrimmage. And the Tigers will face a third down. It's out to the 39, a pickup of four. It's going to be third and about three. So Herringer gets four more there, and it's third and three at the Tiger 39. So if you join us, you've already missed a score. 72-yard touchdown pass, 19 seconds into the game for Alliance. Third and three for the Tigers at their own 39-yard line. Rebarger, the quarterback, keeps the football, gets past the 40. Going to be close. He's near the 42-yard line. The officials are going to eyeball this one and probably call for measurement. And maybe Tyler Rebarger did pick it up, but the officials are going to give this one. And they say it is going to be a first down after the 42. So Rebarger got just enough. He got three and moved it to the 42. And the Tigers pick up a first down. Tyler Rebarger on the keeper there on the option play. First and 10 at the 42. Menke and Geiger on the wings. Herringer the fullback. First and 10 at the Tiger 42-yard line. Rebarger wants to throw. Does to the outside. It's caught and immediately going down after catching the football. Hastings highs Alex Olson on the catch there. So the first throw by Rebarger is complete to Alex Olson. They'll spot the football at the 45. A pickup of three on that catch there by Olson. The first throw of the night by the Tigers. Gets three. Second and seven at the Hastings High 45-yard line. Wide to the left, Austin Gittison and Jake Rawson. Rebarger on the option to Menke to the 45, 50, 45, 40, 35-yard line. Tripped up and knocked down about the 32-yard line. Nice run there for a first down. Brady Menke on the run on the option play. Takes the toss from Tyler Rebarger and scampers into Bulldog territory down to the 30-yard line. A pickup there of 25 yards for Menke on his first carry and a first down for the Tigers at the Alliance 30-yard line. So a 25-yard pickup there by the running back Brady Menke on the option play. Taking that toss from Rebarger and moving it down to the 30-yard line. First and 10 for the Tigers at the Alliance 30. They send three wide receivers this time, too. And now Rebarger not sure that this formation is correct. The Tigers are forced to take a timeout here. And we'll take a timeout with Alliance leading Hastings High 7-0 back in 30 seconds.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
You're listening to them. Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. Score update for you. We'll be giving you some local scores and area scores as we can through the evening. Early in the contest at Duncan Field, St. Cecilia leads Donovan Trumbull 7-0. Took the Bluehawks three plays, we are told, to score tonight. Only one play tonight for Alliance to score. They lead Hastings High here 7-0. But the Tigers are moving, starting at their own 32. Have it first down and 10 yards to go at the Alliance 30-yard line. They'll send out a wide receiver, Will Reimer, to the right, and slot right is Jake Rawson. I formation this time. Rebarger over center, wants to throw, rolls to his right, avoids one tackler, keeps the football, now throws it. It is caught. Catching it and pulled out of bounds is Will Reimer. Going to be down about the 21-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of nine on the play there, down to the 21. The first catch of the night for Will Reimer. And Rebarger, 2 out of 2, throwing the football for 12 yards. Got nine there. Second down and a yard to go at the Alliance 21-yard line. For Hastings High, Reimer is the leading pass catcher so far with 5 for 74 yards for Hastings High. 14 different guys have caught footballs for the Tigers here. And off goes to Herringer. Rebarger keeps the football. Tyler takes it out of the belly of Herringer, kept it on the option play, got it to near the 20. Not much room, but he might have just enough for a first down, and they will spot that football at the 19, so it will be a first down. At the 19-yard line, so a pickup of two and the third Tiger first down. Rebarger gets two and a Tiger first down. And it's first down and 10 yards to go for Hastings High at the Alliance 19-yard line. They spot the football. They'll start the clock once again. 8:45 to go first quarter. 7-0 Alliance. First and 10, though, Tigers at the Bulldog 19. In motion is Geiger. Rebarger drops back to throw. Now rolls to his left. Chased by a couple defenders. Throws it across his body. It's going to be caught. Getting into the end zone. They say touchdown it is. Austin Gittison. Austin Gittison with a 19-yard touchdown. Rebarger to Gittison, 19 yards and a score. And the Tigers have cut it to 7-6. So Hastings High goes 68 yards. And they go down the field to cut it to 7-6. And Brady Menke will try the extra point and knot this one up out of the hold of Tyler Rebarger. So the Tigers come right back and score. Ball is down. It's kicked by Menke. It is up, and it is good. And we are tied with 8:31 to go in period number one. The Tigers 7, the Bulldogs 7, back with the Tigers kickoff in 30 seconds.
Celebrating more than 80 years
wow.
and three generations,
up and down we go.
Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the
gracious.
Finished product. Vaughn's
yeah.
Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies.
How about those
the printing
Tigers?
Business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Hastings High comes right back to tie this football game. A 68-yard drive, a Tyler Rebarger to Austin Gittison, 19-yard pass play. The extra point by Brady Menke. We're tied at 7, and we played 3.5 minutes, 8:31 to go in this first quarter. One play for the Bulldogs, the Tigers. 8 plays and 68 yards, and we're tied at 7, and Menke will kick off. Pancost and Kyle Hooper. Mitch Pancost, Kyle Hooper will go back. They do the kick returns, the punt returns. There's the kickoff. It's going to be received at about the 14-yard line by Hooper to the 20. 25, 30, has a hold of the 35. Slowed up there, but goes past the 40 before he's finally pulled down on the play by Jaden Lacey for Hastings High. But a nice kickoff return there for the Bulldogs. Returns it out. About the 19 out to the 42-yard line, and that's where Alliance will start, their own 42-yard line, first down and 10 yards to go. Out come the Bulldogs in their traveling blue pants, white tops, white helmets, Hastings High in the home orange and black, the white numerals here at Lloyd Wilson Field. Isaac Burnham over center will turn, hand that football off to Pancost. Pancost at the 45. And this is a pretty good talent out there, the 156-pound junior. Again, he's rushed for 651 yards, 130 per game, 124 carries, and that is his first carry, first running play of the night for our Alliance as they scored on their first offensive play. Pancost got 3 to the 45, second down and 7 yards to go for the Alliance Bulldogs. They'll send 3 wide receivers, 2 to the near side left, 1 to the right. In the shotgun or in the pistol now, excuse me, is Isaac Burnham. Burnham will keep the football to the 45 to midfield. Tripped up there by Tyler Rebarger, but it's past the 50 into Tiger territory. And we'll call it the 49, a pickup of 6 though there, but it's going to be 3rd and a yard. Pickup of 6 there by the quarterback, Burnham. 3rd and a yard at the Tiger 49 now. And the Tigers burned last week by long plays by Scott's Bluff. Gave up 42 unanswered points in that one. And the first offensive play was a touchdown for Alliance, but the Tigers come back quickly and tied the balls. Fumbled, picked up, though, by Burnham. Still on his feet. He's going to get a first down. So kind of a broken play there, not a clean. Handoff there as the quarterback kept the ball. Fumbled it from the center, but moved it to the 41-yard line. Picked up 8 and a first down. So Burnham picked up that ball that he dropped, and it's first down and 10 yards to go at the Tiger 41-yard line. So Burnham gets 8 on the play and a first down, the first down for the Alliance Bulldogs, and they have it first and 10 at the Tiger 41-yard line. It's in a wide receiver to the right. It's Tyson Dowler, man in motion this time. Burnham over center, the toss coming this way is Pancost to the 40-yard line. Good pursuit there by the Tiger defense. A flag on the play as Pancost got only a yard, but there may be an illegal block or a hold behind that tackle on the Bulldogs. Our first flag of the evening, and it's going to be a hold on Alliance. And the Tigers' Patrick Opperman tells the official that we want the penalty. It was a 1-yard gain, and the flag's at the 42-yard line. So it was a 1-yard pickup, but we'll see. They'll mark it off in the spot of the foul 10 yards. And it looks like the 42, so it's going to move back to the Alliance 48-yard line. So it's going to be first down and about. Got to get to the 31, so they got to get all the way to the Tiger 31-yard line. It's going to be first down for the Bulldogs. And 21 yards to go after that 10-yard penalty, the first penalty of the evening, a hold on Alliance. First and 21 at the Alliance 48. In the shotgun, it's Burnham. Wants to throw, does on the far side of the field. It's going to be incomplete and just knocked down. Wide receiver was there, but knocked down. Opperman on the coverage. Rebarger also over there. Ball intended for Tyson Dowler, but incomplete. He was open for a moment, but then Opperman got there and knocked it down. Second down, 21 yards to go for Alliance at their own 48-yard line. So the hold call. Let's see if the Bulldogs can overcome that. Second and 21 at their own 48. 7-7 tie, 6:08 to go. First quarter of this one here tonight on Lloyd Wilson Field. There's the toss, Pancoast. Pancoast wants to throw the football now. He does. It's on the near side, and it's going to be underthrown. Tipped in the air and intercepted by Rebarger at the 26, to the 30, to the 35, to the 40. Rebarger still on his feet to the 42, 43-yard line. The ball was handed off to the running back, Pancoast, and he wanted to throw. He was hit as he threw the football, so it came up short. It was tipped in the air, and Tyler Rebarger picks it off after the tip and returns it out to about the 43-yard line, and there's a flag also on the field, and this one might be on the Bulldogs too. So Rebarger returns that football about 20 yards, and the Tigers are going to get some more. After that, on our first turnover of the football game, is an interception by the Tigers' Tyler Rebarger. The flag is at the 43-yard line of Hastings, and they're going to mark this one off on the Bulldogs. 5 yards out to the 48-yard line, the second penalty on the Bulldogs. So it's going to be Hastings high. After the interception and the penalty, first and 10 Tigers with great field position at their own 48-yard line. Out they come. They'll come out with a double wing. Herringer, the fullback, behind quarterback Rebarger, one wide receiver. First and 10 at the Hastings High 48, Mankey in motion. Handoff goes to the fullback, Herringer. He's just got nowhere to go. And it'll be no gain right there at the 48-yard line. Second down and 10. Nothing there for the Tigers on that running play. The defender holding on for dear life, and Herringer couldn't get the legs free from the tackle, and it's second and 10 at the 48-yard line. So nothing there for the Tigers. They've rushed for 37 yards, thrown for 12 in this first quarter. 5:20 and the clock running in period number one. 7-7 tie. Hastings High 2-3 on the year. Alliance 3-2, both lost last week. So both want to get in the win column before district play starts next week. Rebarger drops back and throws. Incomplete. Off the hands of Will Reimer and incomplete. The Tigers have thrown the football four times already. Three out of four throwing the ball. 31 yards on a touchdown, but that one's incomplete. Third down and 10 yards to go for the Tigers at their own 48-yard line. Third and 10 at the Tiger 48. In from the near sideline, Landon Valley with a play from the offensive coaches of Hastings High. Third and 10 at the Tiger 48. One wide receiver to the left, double wing. Rebarger over center. Man in motion is Menke. Rolling to his left is Rebarger. Throws it to the near side, and it's going to be caught for a first down. Knocked out of bounds is the man who brought in the play, Landon Valley. Rebarger's pass complete to number 30, Landon Valley. Good throw there by Rebarger. The fourth completion, five attempts, first down Tigers. Move the football to the 40-yard line. First and 10 at the Alliance 40. Pickup of 12 on the play. And a first down for Hastings High. Their fourth first down on the completion to Landon Valley, 12 yards, and a first down, first and 10 at the Bulldog 40. In motion, Menke. Toss to Menke. The 45 to the 40. To the outside of the 35, 30. 25 to the 20. Gets a couple blocks inside the 15. Brady Menke with a great run there and a first down, Tigers. Tigers. Moving that football tonight in this first quarter all the way down to the 12-yard line, a pickup there of 28 yards, two carries for 53 yards for Brady Menke. The toss, he goes to his left. The toss that time goes to his right. It's first and 10 at the 12-yard line. 28 yards for Menke on that run. The Tigers have it first and 12 with the Bulldog. First and 10 at the Bulldog 12, excuse me. In motion is Geiger. Inside handoff to Menke. He's to the 10, to the 5. Hit there, down to about the 4. Menke coming from the wingback position on the right side, takes that inside handoff and moves the football to the 4. A pickup of 8 on the play. It's going to be second down and about 2 yards to go for Brady Menke at the Bulldog 4. And there's a hold on the Tigers, though, on the play. Ball's down to the 4-yard line, so that will be marked off against the Tigers. Their first penalty of the evening on the spot of the foul. 10 yards back on the hold. We'll move it back to the 21-yard line. The foul is at the 11-yard line, so it's going to be moved back to the 21-yard line. The Tigers have to get to the 2, so it's going to be first and 19 at the 21-yard line. I think he got 8 yards, but the penalty moves it back from the 11 to the 21. First and 19 at the 21-yard line for Hastings High, the Alliance 21. Tigers come out. Rebarger, the quick toss out. The running back getting the football's Menke on the throw. And the quick out pass inside the 15. Moves it from the 21.
Making the tackle.
Tackle down at the 13-yard line, a pickup of 8. First catch for Brady Menke in the contest. Moves it from the 21 down to the 13. Got 8. It's going to be second and 11 for the Tigers. At the 18-yard line of Alliance. 3:35 clock runs. The Tigers trying to overcome a holding call here. Second and 11 at the Bulldog 13. Now in the shotgun for the first time is Rebarger. He wants to throw. The blitz is on. The throw is out. It's going to be incomplete. That one thrown out there in the flat. And the receiver was not looking as the ball was released. It was Brady Menke. He turned around. The ball was almost at his helmet. He couldn't react quickly enough there to catch that one. Rebarger was under the gun there. He was had a big rush on him. He had to get rid of it. Dangerous throw, and the fact that the Bulldogs almost got to that one to intercept it, but it was incomplete. Third and 11 at the 13-yard line. Out come the Tigers. Third and 11 now at the 13. I formation this time. Rebarger, the quarterback, turns, keeps the football on the option. Voids one tackle but can't get away from the second one. Kyle Sanders there to bring down Rebarger, and the Tigers going to face a fourth down. Not much there for Tyler Rebarger, the quarterback, as that football spotted at the 13. In fact, no gain on the play. Fourth down and 11 yards to go for Hastings High, and Brady Menke's out to attempt a 31-yard field goal from the left hash mark. 31-yard attempt by Menke. Rebarger will hold. Ball is down. Menke will kick it long enough, but it is going to be up and good. A 31-yard field goal for Brady Menke. And the Tigers on the board, and they have their first lead of the night with 2:41 to go first quarter. Hastings 10, Alliance 7, back with the Tigers kickoff in 30 seconds.
Relax. It's Ream. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Ream air conditioners. Every Ream Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Ream. Get your Ream products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. Blaine Bulis with you with the Hastings High Tigers, the Alliance Bulldogs. High school football tonight here on ESPN 1550. KICS Radio and at the ESPN Superstation.com. Tigers go ahead for the first time. Brady Menke, a 31-yard field goal. Menke now 2 out of 4 on field goals this season. He kicked one from 32, and that one was from 31, and the Tigers have their first lead in this contest. And Menke will kick off once again. Brady's rushed for 61 yards, kicked a field goal, caught a pass for 8. Tyler Rebarger has 5 completions and 7 throws. Menke, a line drive kick this time to the 20-yard line. Pancost to the 30, 35-yard line, skips outside to the 40. Another good return. The Bulldogs have three pretty good returns to start this contest. Pankost gets it all the way out to the 44-yard line, and that's where Alliance will start, first and 10 on their own 44-yard line. So they get good field position, kind of up and down the field we're going here this evening. 10-7 Hastings High, still 2:33 to go in the first quarter. First and 10 at the Alliance 44-yard line. 18 yards on the ground for Alliance, 72 through the air, and that 72-yarder was for a touchdown. Burnham hands off to the running back this time, straight up the middle. And this time running that football is Kyle Sanders, who plays a lot of wide receiver, but was running from the fullback position that time to the 46. He got two. Second down and 8 yards to go for the Bulldogs at their own 46. So Sanders, the running back, 161-pound senior, his first carry of the night. Sanders is may pop in there to do that. Kyle Hooper also, but this time three wide receivers, I formation this time. Isaac Burnham, the quarterback, will turn, hand the football at the Pankost. He has nowhere to go this time. Four Tigers there. Mark Gooden, the first one in on the play, but others there also. And also Eric Ventura off the defensive line. That football back with the 44, so it'll be third down and 10 yards to go. A loss of two there by Pankost. He has rushed now for two net yards for third and 10. Bulldogs at the 44-yard line. So they'll send two to the right. They'll have five receivers out. No backs back there in the shotgun for Burnham. The quarterback has five to throw to. Wants to throw it, of course, does. Across the middle, it's going to be caught, and it's going to be, looks like, a first down about the 45-yard line of Hastings High. The ball caught there by Kyle Sanders. Sanders moves it from his own 44. The Tigers 45, and it's just enough for a first down. The catch there by Sanders. They got 11 yards on the play. One more than they needed, and that's a first down. First and 10 at the Tiger 45-yard line. So the drive kept alive there by the Bulldogs in the shotgun once again with five out. It's Burnham. Rolls to his left this time. Wants to keep it now. Is going to be hit on the play and knocked down on the play. Cody Newland there for the Tigers leading that charge. Brings down the quarterback Burnham for a loss back to the 47-yard line. So good coverage there by the Tigers back at the 47-yard line. A loss of two for the quarterback Isaac Burnham. Less than 30 seconds to go, first quarter, 10-7 Tigers. Very entertaining first quarter here on Lloyd Wilson Field, the Osborne Family Sports Complex. The Tigers lead it 10-7. They've scored the last 10. But Alliance has the football, second down and 12 at the Tiger 47. Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left from the pistol formation this time. Wanting to throw the football, then the shovel pass goes to Pankost. He is free into the 40 to the 35-yard line, close to a first down. Pulled down on the play by the Tigers there with a little shovel pass to Pankost, and he got free and moved it down all the way to the 35-yard line, got 12 on the play. And it's a first down. So the shovel pass to Pankost, 12 yards and a first down. And that is the end of the first quarter. So when we come back for period number two, Alliance is going to have it first and 10 at the Tiger 35. We played one, Hastings High 10, Alliance 7. Back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Cloviers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field High School Football tonight here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio at the ESPNSuperstation.com. Hastings High 10, Alliance 7. After one quarter of play, the Tigers give up a touchdown on the first offensive play to the Bulldogs, but the Tigers come back, have a long drive to tie it, and then get a 31-yard field goal for Brady Menke. Lead it 10-7 after one, but the Bulldogs will have it first down and 10 yards to go at the Tigers' 35-yard line to start this second quarter. Update on a local football score, St. Cecilia 21, Donovan Trumbull nothing in the first quarter at Duncan Field. From the shotgun, Burnham rolls to his right and wants to keep the football. 35-30, nice hole, 25, first down. There's a flag on the play. Burnham knocked down about the 15-yard line. Nice run there, nice hole. Austin Gittison gets up a little gimpy for the Tigers. On the left ankle, there's a flag at the 26-yard line. Burnham got the football all the way down to the 15. And this one looks like it's going to be on the Bulldogs, and the Tigers better hope so. That was a 20-yard pickup by the running back, the quarterback, Burnham. He got 20, but that's going to be pushed all the way back to the 26 on the hold on the Bulldogs. Third penalty for 25 yards. The football will be back at the 36-yard line. So first down and 11 yards to go. Burnham got 20 on the play. He rushed for 20, but a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. The 26 moves it back to the 36. First and 11 for the Bulldogs at the Tiger 36-yard line. So the penalties have hurt the Bulldogs. Again, they have three in this game already. They'll send four wide receivers out. Burnham, the quarterback, the junior, gets the football, rolls to the near side, throws it back to the far side, incomplete over the head of the running back, Mitch Pankos. They try to get it in his hands as much as possible. That one overthrown and incomplete. The Tigers had the coverage there. Burnham now 3 out of 5 throwing the ball for 95 yards and a touchdown. That touchdown catch was 72 yards for the Bulldogs. Second and 11 at the Tiger 36, just into the second quarter of play. 10-7, Tigers over Alliance. Two to the left, two to the right. And a wingback left also for the Bulldogs. Burnham gets the football under some pressure, throws it. It's going to be incomplete, a little too high for Pankos. Two Tigers, Opperman and Matt Karloff on the rush there. And Burnham had to hurry, and it was overthrown, intended for Pankos. Third down and 11 at the 36. So the Tiger defense, which has struggled the last two games at Seward and Scott's Bluff, burned on the first offensive play of the night, has responded since then, and they have done a pretty good job against this Alliance offense that can run and throw the football. They have a third and 11 at the Tiger 36. Two backs back there from the pistol. Burnham hands the ball out to Pankos. He has nowhere to go. First hit on the play by Eric Ventura. More Tigers converge after that. Pankos had no room there. And it's still at the 36, so it's still going to be fourth down and 11 yards to go. Pankos with no gain there. He's been held to 2 yards. Again, he averages 130 a game, has only two tonight. As the Bulldogs have rushed 36 in this contest, they have a fourth down and 11 yards to go at the 36, and they're going to go for it here. They'll have four wide receivers. The quarterback is Burnham. Isaac Burnham gets the football. We'll make the short punt. It's going to the near sideline. It'll be out of bounds. So the Bulldogs, just with the little kick by the quarterback there, a little pooch kick. As the line of scrimmage was the 36, the officials walk it up, and it's called out of bounds at about the 18. So the Tigers hold off the Bulldogs there, and the short little punt by the quarterback Burnham goes out of bounds at the Tiger 18, and that's where Hastings High will start. First and 10 at their own 18-yard line. Hastings High, 73 yards on the ground in this contest. 51 through the air and one touchdown. Rebarger to Austin Gittison as the Tigers get their first possession in period number two. First and 10 at their own 18. Rebarger, quarterback, I formation, and off to the tailback, Menke, to the 20, past the 20 to the 25-yard line. Good run, good hole there for Brady Menke. Out to the 25. Officials are calling a timeout here, and Alliance wants a quick timeout. Coaching staff of the Bulldogs wouldn't like the way the Bulldogs are playing defense here. They take a timeout. Timeout Alliance will take a timeout with the score. Hastings High 10, Alliance 7, back in 30 seconds.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study
abroad,
collaborate,
leave
your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
As we mentioned early on in this contest, the Bulldogs Alliance is giving up on average per game through the first five. They're giving up 171 yards on the ground. That's a pretty good chunk of yardage per game, 171. The Tigers have thrown the ball and run the ball here this evening. Brady Menke's rushed for 68 already, and the Tigers have thrown the football for 51 yards, five completions for Tyler Rebarger, and a good seven-yard run on that first down play by Menke before the timeout, the first of the half on the Bulldogs. Second and three Tigers at their own 25. Tigers have scored the last 10 and lead this game 10-7, but we're very early in period number two, 10:32 to go. Second and three at the Tiger 25. Double wing this time for the Tigers. Rebarger, the quarterback, hands it off to Herringer. The fullback keeps his feet to the 30, 35. Good power run there by Austin Herringer, and a first down mooted from his own 25 out to the Tigers' 37-yard line. A pickup of 12 on the play for Herringer. He's now rushed for 19 yards. The Tigers close to 100 on the ground in this game in the first half. First and 10 at the 37-yard line for Hastings High. Beautiful Friday night, last day of September. Tomorrow's October 1. Husker football tomorrow on the Breeze, and Hastings College football on 1230 KHAS. A family of stations of Platte River Radio. Menke pulled down for a loss in the backfield. Nice play there by
Brady Menke on the carry.
Deion Gibson, the senior, 228-pounder, pulls down Brady Menke in the backfield, a loss of two, back to the 35-yard line. So a good play there by Gibson. Two-yard loss in the play, second and 12, Tigers at the 35-yard line. So Hastings High now will face the second and long here. And in the shotgun this time is going to be the quarterback, Tyler Rebarger, the junior. Gets the football, hands the football off to the running back, and nowhere to go for Herringer. They whistle it dead, maybe a half yard on the play, so it's going to be third and long coming up. Line of scrimmage was the 35. And it'll stay right there, third and 12. Nothing there for Herringer. So two consecutive running plays, net nothing for the Tigers. Third and 12 at the 35-yard line, just past the 35, but third and a dozen. Tigers come out in the I, wing back to the right, wide receiver to the right. Third and 12 at the 35-yard line. Rebarger on the option. The toss goes to Menke to the 35. Gets past one defender to the 40. Out to about the 43, 44. Going to be short of the first down. The Tigers look like they're going to have to punt for the first time tonight. The 35 out to the 44. A pickup of nine, but it's going to be fourth down and about 3 yards to go for the Tigers. Menke got nine, but he needed 12. And the Tigers will punt. Jake Rawson's in there, the punter for Hastings High on the season for most of the punting. Jake, in fact, has kicked it 12 times coming in, 37.5 yards per punt. And there's the snap to Rawson, goes to his right. It's a line drive kick, the 25 to the 20. And they'll roll out of bounds about the 16. Jake Rawson receives that punt, and what Jake does, he kind of sprints to his right when he gets that football because he has kept the football this season out of that punt formation and run for a first down. But he saw that there was not enough room to do that, and he kicked that football down the field, but no return. Good coverage by the Tigers, and the Bulldogs will start first and 10 on the 16. Rawson is not afraid to just take off with that football if he gets a chance. Didn't have the room there, but he kicked it on the bounce. It goes out of bounds at the 16, and that's where the Bulldogs will start this possession, first and 10 at their own 16. Burnham gets the football, hands off, keeps the football. Nice fake there by Burnham. Another flag out to the 20 is Burnham. Opperman tackles him there. A flag on the play thrown from behind the offense. And another hold on Alliance. There was a four-yard pickup out to the 20 for the quarterback Burnham. But again, another flag on the play. That flag thrown into the Hastings side of the field, but it was a hold indicated on Alliance. And again, they'll mark this one off from the spot of that foul. Another 10-yard penalty. That's four for 35 yards on the Bulldogs. And they'll move the football all the way back to the 10-yard line. A 10-yard penalty.
Illegal block, they'll call this one. Back to the 10. First down and about 16 yards to go at the 10-yard line for the Bulldogs. Their own 10. First and 16 at their own 10. Five wide receivers out. Burnham rolls to his left. He's near the end zone. Avoids one tackle, throws it along on the far sideline, and it's going to be caught to a wide-open receiver there. And catching that football is Josh Matulka, a sophomore. Moves it out from the 10. Matulka.
21-yard gain brings up
all the way out.
For the Bulldogs. The ball's at their own 31-yard line.
The 31-yard line, first and 10 at the 31. So a 21-yard pickup. Matulka. And a first down. Fourth completion for Burnham. First and 10 at the 31-yard line. Burnham gets the football out of the shotgun. There's a shovel pass to the running back again, to Pankos. That worked earlier. He only gets to about the 33, and then there's another flag on the play. And another hold on the Bulldogs. That little shovel pass is complete out to the 33-yard line. It was only a pickup of two to Pankos. Tigers defensed that one well, and a 10-yard penalty on the hold. We'll move it back from the spot of the foul.
Holding against the offense. That's a 10-yard
official marks it off. Inside the 20, back to the 18-yard line. So it's going to be first down and about 23 yards to go for the Bulldogs at their own 18. They got to get to their own 41. So first and 23 at the 18. That's five penalties for 45 yards on the Lions. They've turned it over once also. No turnovers, one 10-yard penalty on the Tigers. A lot of holding in this football game tonight. Burnham gets the football. Hands the ball at the Pankos. Has a big hold to the 30. 35, 40. 45 to the 50 into Tiger territory. Deeks one man out. Finally pulled down from behind by the Tiger, Jordan Perez, but a good long run for a first down deep now into Tiger territory at the 29-yard line for the Alliance Bulldogs. Mitch Pankos breaks into the secondary. 53 yards down to the 29-yard line. 53-yard run for Pankos. From his own 18 to the Tiger 29. 53 yards and a first down to the Tiger 29-yard line. So Alliance moving closer to that red zone, trying to regain the lead with 6:50 to go in the first half. 10-7, Hastings High. Hand off to Pankos. First burst to the 25, to the 20. Tigers can't bring him down to the 15. Finally, he's pulled down. Rebarger with a tackle, but another first down on the run by Pankos. Good looking back down to the 15. He got 14 there.
First down and 10, Bulldogs. Hastings 15-yard line.
First and 10 at the 15. This one has all the makings of being a close one all the way. Both teams have been able to move the football. The defenses are going to have to shore things up. First and 10 at the 15. Now over center this time is Isaac Burnham. Hands the ball out to Pankos. Pankos will get inside the 15, still on his feet. Struggled for three, but kept the legs churning. 10-7 Tigers. St. Cecilia at last report leading Donovan Trumbull 21-0, and York and Hastings Adams Central leading York 21-14 in the second quarter. So a lot of offense out at Patriot Field. There was a pickup of three there for Pankos to the 12-yard line. So it's second and seven at the Tiger 12. So a long run by Pankos. 53 yards earlier in this series. Second and seven at the 12. Burnham still has the football. Throws it to the near side. It's going to be caught and then dropped, and they say incomplete. Just not able to hang on to that football was Kyle Hooper. Kind of juggling it, and he was hit then by the Tigers and dropped it incomplete. So we've got all three local Hastings teams in the lead at the moment. A lot of offense out at Patriot Field tonight with Adams Central 21-14. St. Cecilia, a lot of offense in the first quarter over Donovan Trumbull 21-0. Well, one touchdown was a fumble recovery in the end zone. Another timeout for the Alliance Bulldogs. So the Bulldogs want to talk this third down play over. They'll take their second timeout. We'll take one. 5:31 to go before halftime. Hastings High 10, Alliance 7, back in 30 seconds.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust
Lloyd
Case
Wilson.
Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and
Blaine
Case
Buell's
Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
ESPN 1550 KICS Radio and on the World Wide Web at the ESPNSuperstation.com. 10-7 Tigers over Alliance. The Bulldogs have the ball in Tiger territory, deep in Tiger territory at the 12-yard line, third down, 7 yards to go. They've taken their second timeout. They want to make sure things are on the all hands on deck with this play. Third and seven. Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right. In the pistol is Burnham, the quarterback. Hands the ball at the Panthers. He's tripped up and goes down at the 10-yard line. Kind of at the bottom of the pile there, Trenton Hallmeyer. And Pankost tripped up there and fell to about the, well, they're going to spot it at about the 10.
It's a 2-yard gain. Brings up
but only 2 yards gain there by Pankost. And it's going to be fourth down and 5 yards to go at the 10. It's almost in the center of the field. And Kyle Sanders, the senior, is going to have almost a straight-on field goal attempt to try to tie this one. From 27 yards out, Burnham will be the holder. Kyle Sanders from 27 yards on this field goal attempt for Alliance. Ball is down. It is kicked. It is certainly high enough and long enough, and it is good. And we are tied with 4:50 to go in the first half. First score of the second quarter is a field goal for the Alliance Bulldogs, and they've tied it. It's Hastings 10, Alliance 10, back in 30 seconds.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
So the Alliance Bulldogs have tied it up on Kyle Sanders' 27-yard field goal. 4:50 to go before halftime. 10-10 tie. Each team with a touchdown, each team with a field goal. That was the first score of this second quarter. We'll see if the Tigers, with two timeouts and a lot of time here, can get something going before this first half comes to an end here tonight. Sanders will kick off for the Bulldogs and Hastings High. We'll send back Brady Menke and Jake Rawson. There's the kick. It's going to go down and bounce at the 10. Rawson picks it up at the 10. Center of the field to the 15 to the 20. Bounces off one of his own players to about the 22, 23-yard line. That's where Hastings High will start. The Tigers will get the football. First down and 10 yards to go at their own 23-yard line. Hastings High falls behind early, gets the next 10. The Bulldogs tie it up. They started at their own 16, a big 53-yard run by Mitch Pankost. Got the Bulldogs in Tiger territory, but the Tiger defense stiffened up there and then a field goal to tie it. Here's the toss to the man in motion. It's Menke. 25-30. Good hold for Menke. 35. Pulled down. Slammed down to the turf there by Deion Gibson, but Brady Menke, again, heavily wrapped left wrist. He's been bothered by that injury all season, and it is heavily taped tonight. He got 16 there and a first down out to the 39-yard line. Seventh first down for the Tigers, seven for Alliance. Menke has rushed already for 91 yards. Got 16 there. And it's first down and 10 at the 39-yard line for the Tigers. I formation, wing back to the right. Wide receiver to the right, Tyler Rebarger, the quarterback, turns, hands the ball off to Menke to the 40, 45-yard line. Pulled down there, the main tackler on the play, Ryan Romick, the sophomore. There's a flag on the play as Menke got it out to about the 47. The flag flies after this play is whistled as being over. Ball out to about the 48-yard line, a pickup of 9 on the play for Menke.
unsportsmanlike conduct on the Tigers.
Unsportsmanlike conduct against.
So that's going to hurt the Tigers. They were out to the 48. It would have been second and one. That was a 9-yard pickup by Menke. But after the play, a 15-yard penalty. And it's going to move that football from that 48-yard line all the way down to the 33. And I'm sure Coach Rehbarger is not going to be real happy with the fact that that's an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. It moves it back between the 32 and 33, but we'll call it the 33. It's past the 32-yard marker.
Second down,
and it's going to be down and a second down now. As the ball back at the 33, the Tigers got to get to the 49, second and 16 at the 33-yard line. So a nice 9-yard gain, but a 15-yard penalty in reverse there for the Tigers. So it's second and 16 at the 33. 100 yards on the ground for Brady Menke in his first half. Rehbarger rolls to his right, throws the football. It's caught to a wide-open receiver, Gittison. Avoids one tackle to the 45, out to the 49. He's real close to a first down.
Rehbarger's pass complete to number 21, Austin Gittison.
Austin Gittison with his second catch. He caught the touchdown pass earlier. And we'll see. It's about the 40, we'll have to call it the 48-yard line. A pickup of 15 on the play. Gittison with his second catch. Gets 15 to the 16, third and one at the 48-yard line of the Tigers. So third and a yard. 3:16 clock run, second quarter. Tigers and Bulldogs tied at 10. Third and a yard at the Tiger 48-yard line. Double wing. Rehbarger on the toss to Menke. He'll get the first down to the 50. Gets about three or four, but it'll be enough for a first down for the Tigers. Brady Menke on the option. Gets the toss from quarterback Tyler Rehbarger from his own 48 to the Bulldogs. 47, a pickup of five and a first down. Menke with another five, and again, that's 105 yards on the ground for Brady Menke. First and 10 now for the Tigers at the Alliance 47-yard line. Come out in the double wing. Geiger and Menke on the wings. Herringer the fullback. Menke in motion. Hand off to the fullback. Herringer to the 45. Muscles his way all the way down to the 40. Still on his feet at the 25, 35, inside the 35. Austin Herringer just says, no, I will not be tackled, and moved it from the 47-yard line all the way down to the 32. He got 15 yards.
First down and 10, Hastings. Ball's at the Alliance 32-yard line.
So the Tigers up front wearing down these Bulldogs here late in the first half. 2:33 to go, 10-10 tie, first and 10 at the Alliance 32. In motion, Menke. Toss to Menke. Comes to the near side. Nowhere to go this time. The defense there this time. Nick Smith, the junior there for the Bulldogs, and a loss on the play. Back from the 32. They'll spot it at the 34, second and 12. Loss of two on the play. You take a couple steps forward and a little step back there. Back to the 34, second and 12 for the Tigers. Clock still runs with 2 minutes to go. The Tigers have two timeouts left. From the near sideline in with the play is Alex Olson, the senior wide receiver. Rehbarger will relay that play to the rest of the team, and out of the huddle they come, second and 12 at the 34-yard line. Again, double wing, one wide receiver, Menke in motion, toss to Menke. Wants to throw wide open on the play, Olson. No one within 10 yards. Touchdown, Menke to Olson. I mean, there was nobody there at 34 yards. Tigers take the lead. They've been using that play, sending Brady Menke in motion. He's taken the football and run well from that formation, but this time he came up throwing, and Alex Olson was wide open for the touchdown.
Brady Menke will try
the extra point.
Out of the hold of Tyler Rehbarger.
16-10 Tigers. Menke to try the extra point is down, and his kick it is. Up, and it is going to be good. And the Tigers, with 1:38 to go before halftime, have regained the lead. Hastings 17, Alliance 10, back with the Tigers kickoff in 30 seconds.
Coley Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Coley Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Coley Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field, 17-10 Tigers. I guess that last play is what you call sucking the defense in kind of thing. Tigers have run that play with the man in motion, Menke, and he has run well out of that formation, taking the toss. This time he stopped and threw the football to a wide-open Alex Olsen, 34 yards, and the Tigers have regained the lead 17-10 with 1:38 to go here before halftime, and Brady Menke to kick off for the Tigers. So Hastings High regains the lead. This is their biggest lead of the evening. They led 10-7. Now it's 17-10. Very entertaining first half. Little kick over the first wave of defenders as the Bulldogs get the football. Another on the play up to the 40-yard line. Another good return. And that one almost broken for a touchdown. Save for the tackle of Mitch Long. As the Bulldogs have really done a good job on their kickoff returns. The Tigers tried to kick that one short. Pankos returned it out to the 41-yard line, so Alliance not done, of course, here yet in this first half. They have used two of their three timeouts, and they have it first and 10 at their own 41-yard line. So the Tiger defense will be tested this last minute 32. Try to keep the Bulldogs off the board here. And Isaac Burnham, the quarterback, will be in the pistol formation. Pankos, the running back behind the quarterback, Burnham. Burnham's throws the football, caught by the wide receiver, and moving his way into Tiger territory, catching that football is Matulka. Matulka moves the football out. We're into Tiger territory to the 47-yard line. He got 12 on the catch and the first down. First and 10 at the Tiger, 47, Burnham to the near side, and it's going to be caught, but out of bounds, catching the football. Nice catch there by the wide receiver, Kyle Sanders, but a nice defensive play by the Tigers, Jordan Perez. He knocked the receiver out of bounds, and no feet came inbounds for Sanders. And that's incomplete. Second and 10 at the 47 of the Tigers for the Alliance Bulldogs. So second and 10 at the Hastings High 47. Again, one timeout left for Alliance. 1:16 to go. There's plenty of time. And Burnham gets the football. Looks who's right. The shovel pass to Pankos. 45-40. First down to the 35. Still on his feet at the 25-yard line. Again, that little shovel pass. It's Pankos. For a first down. And Pankos with the great speed moves it from the 47-yard line.
Making the stop, number 77.
Trenton down to the 24. He got 23 yards on that play. On the shovel pass, the third time that's worked. First and 10 at the 24-yard line. Out come the Bulldogs. Burnham wants to throw. Does across the middle. It's caught by the wide receiver this time, Tyson Dowler.
Burnham's pass is complete to number 3, Tyson Dowler.
And Dowler with the catch there from the 24.
Taking the stop for
down to the 12. Another first down. So right down the field come the Bulldogs. A pickup of 12 on the play.
First and 10, Bulldogs. Balls at the Hastings 12-yard
first
line.
And 10 at the 12. First down number 10 for Alliance. Less than 50 seconds to go, but first and 10 at the 12 for the Bulldogs. They have one timeout left. Burnham gets the football and keeps the football. He has nowhere to go. Nice tackle there by the Tigers. Cody Newland. A loss on the play. It's going to be second down and long. Keeping the football that time was the quarterback, Burnham. And a timeout, the final one taken by the Alliance Bulldogs. We'll keep it here during this timeout. As a loss on the play back to the 14-yard line, so it's going to be second down and 12 at the 14. But again, we'll keep it here during this timeout. The last one for the Alliance Bulldogs. They started at their own 41 with 1:32 to go. Have moved it down to the 14-yard line. They were down to the 12, but a 2-yard loss on that play. Cody Newland, defensive lineman on the tackle there. And I tell you, the Bulldogs have had pretty good success, especially on this drive, throwing that football. But they elected to go the running play that time. Faked it to Pankos, and the quarterback Burnham kept it, but Newland there to make the tackle. So no timeouts left for Alliance. 37 seconds to go, so now they're going to almost have to throw the football. Second and 12 with the Tiger 14. Hastings leads 17-10 with 37 seconds to go here in the first half. Quarterback Burnham has five receivers he can throw to. He rolls to his left. Of course, he wants to throw. Voids one tackle. Now pulled down from behind on the play. The Tigers tie Anderson there. Line of scrimmage was the 14. He got a yard down to the 13. It's going to be third and 11. Clock continues to run with 22 seconds to go. Third and 11 at the 13. Hurry up and a spike on the play to stop the clock. Burnham just spikes the football and stops the clock, and it's going to be fourth down and 11 at the Tiger 13-yard line. So the Tigers with the good defensive play by Ty Anderson. Burnham gained only a yard, and then the Bulldogs were forced to spike the football on third down, so it's fourth and long, and they're going to try to get three more. Kyle Sanders on the far hash mark, a 30-yard field goal attempt here. 16 seconds to go before half. Sanders from 30 yards on the field goal attempt. It is down. It is kicked long enough and high enough and up, and it is going to be no good off to the left, so the Tigers hold here. Kyle Sanders misses a 30-yard field goal with 10 seconds to go in the first half. And the Tigers keep their 7-point lead, 17 to 10. So a pretty good stand there. Newland and Anderson with the big tackles on the previous two running plays. And good coverage by the Tigers on that previous play before the field goal as Anderson got to the quarterback. And the Tigers will probably just put this knee down here at the 20-yard line with a 17-10 lead, and let's call this half good. Yes, Brady Menke drops 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Tyler Rebark is going to get the football, put the knee down, and the Tigers now don't have enough players on the field, so they have to take a timeout. But, again, we'll keep it here during this timeout. Tigers only had 10 on the field, so they had to call a timeout. They could have run the play with 10, got penalized. It wouldn't have made any difference. The clock would have still run out. So, but you got to know where you're supposed to be, I guess. But the Tigers had to take the timeout here with 10 seconds to go. They're not going to try anything too fancy here as they have held out the Bulldogs late in this first half with a 17-10 lead. Very entertaining first half, I will say. I will say that. The Tigers probably thought, oh, here we go again. After the first play from scrimmage, Alliance had a 72-yard touchdown pass and scored in this football game. 19 seconds into the game, the Tigers gave up four or five long running touchdowns last week at Scott's Bluff and just couldn't stop that tide last week as it definitely turned out of their favor last week. But the Tigers did come right back, regain the lead. There's the snap. After the timeout, Rebarger drops back, lost three, but that doesn't make any difference. The Tigers run out the clock. That's the end of the first half with the score. Hastings High 17, Alliance 10. We'll talk about this first half in 90 seconds.
For sale, service, and repairs, come to Hastings RV Center, Transportation Equipment Company. That new or used RV you've been waiting for may be on the lot at Transportation Equipment Company. Mari and Barb will also take care of all your repairs and services, including hitch work, wiring, and camper detailing. Do some dealing at Transportation Equipment Company, 100 North Laird in Hastings, just north of the railroad tracks. Open Monday through Saturday. Transportation Equipment Company supports all local and area athletes and teams.
We're talking with Tom at Burt's Pharmacy in Hastings. You've got some important information for us today, right, Tom?
Yes, Blaine. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska patients can now get free of charge vaccinations for flu, shingles, and pneumonia. And yes, Blaine, that is free of charge flu shots. For details, stop in at Burt's Pharmacy at 14th and Bellevue or give us a call at 462-4466.
Thank you, Tom. That's Tom at Burt's Pharmacy. Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Burt's Drugstore in downtown Hastings.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio, 308-646-0506. Put it in your phone book and text us when you've got an area high school sports score.
And welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field at the Osborne Family Sports Complex. High school football here tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska, and at the ESPNSuperstation.com. Hastings High leads Alliance here 17-10. Very entertaining first half. Class B high school football here tonight. Lloyd Wilson Field, the Tigers lead it by the score of 17-10. This football game starts out with a bang. After the opening kickoff, the Alliance Bulldogs start at their own 28-yard line on their first play from scrimmage. Isaac Burnham, the quarterback, to Kyle Hooper, the leading receiver, 72-yard touchdown play. 19 seconds into the game, Alliance led 7-0 after the extra point. The Hastings High Tigers do, though, come back. They go 8 plays, 68 yards. Tyler Rebarger, a 19-yard touchdown pass to Austin Gittison. Brady Menke with the extra point. 8:31 to go in the first quarter. We were tied at 7, so the Tigers able to come right back and score after being hit with that long touchdown pass on the first play from scrimmage. The Tigers come right back and go 68 yards and score to tie it at 7-7. Brady Menke kicked a 31-yard field goal for the Tigers, also in the first quarter with 2:41 to go, 10-7 Hastings High after one quarter. In the second quarter, the Bulldogs answer that field goal with one of their own, a 27-yard field goal. Kyle Sanders boots that one to tie it at 10 with 4:50 to go in the second quarter of play. Hastings High then comes back and goes ahead in this second quarter of play on a 34-yard pass play from running back Brady Menke, who took the toss from Tyler Rebarger and was on the run, but then came up and threw the football, the planned play, the executed play, Brady Menke to Alex Olson, a 34-yard pass play for a touchdown, and the Tigers with Menke's extra point led it 17-10 with 1:38 to go. The Bulldogs drove all the way down to the Tiger 12-yard line and settled for a field goal, a missed field goal from 30 yards, and the Tigers held off the Bulldogs late in the first half and put the knee down to end the first half, did the Tigers, and Hastings High leads here at halftime by the score of 17-10, but a good stand there by the Tigers. They get a couple of big defensive plays in that last drive by the Bulldogs and force the Bulldogs into a field goal situation, a field goal that was missed. So the Tigers keep their 7-point lead here at halftime by the score of 17-10 in the first half. So a lot of offense in this game, and each team able to move the football through the air and on the ground. Both teams with well over 200 yards of total offense in this first half. And Hastings High leads it by the score of 17-10. We're going to take a timeout. When we return, we'll give you some numbers and some more halftime information after this 90-second timeout.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
The superheroes of service powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
And welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. Blaine Bulis with you. High school football here tonight as the Hastings High Tigers lead the Alliance Bulldogs 17-10 here at halftime. Again, we've had, as mentioned, a lot of offense in this game by both teams. Unofficially, as we have it up here, Hastings High Tigers with 242 total yards. They have 142 on the ground, 100 through the air. Brady Menke has 103 yards rushing for the Tigers. Austin Herringer with 34 to lead the Tigers, 142 on the ground, 100 yards throwing for the Tigers. 34 of that goes to Brady Menke, so the other 66 to Tyler Rebarger. Rebarger with six completions, 66 yards, and one touchdown. Brady Menke, the halfback, one throw for a touchdown of 34 yards. Two catches for 37 yards for Alex Olson, including that 34-yard touchdown play from Brady Menke. Two catches for Austin Gittison for 34 yards, one 19-yard touchdown. One catch for nine for wide receiver Will Reimer, and one catch for Landon Valley for the Tigers, and one catch for 8 yards for Brady Menke. Valley's catch goes for 12 yards. So the Tigers with seven completions in nine throws in that first half. So a very effective running and passing game for Hastings High. They have a 17-10 lead here at halftime. Hastings High defense playing pretty well also, and the fact that they gave up after that long touchdown pass, again, on the first play from scrimmage, it was just a shock to the system, I guess, for the Hastings High defense. Other than that, they have given up no other touchdowns and only one field goal and forced another field goal that was missed. So the Tiger defense, barring that one play, played pretty well. They have given up some plays that have gone for some pretty good yardage, but they haven't broken too often to allow the Bulldogs into the end zone, except for that long touchdown pass, basically to start the football game. For the Bulldogs, I have them for 111 yards rushing, 165 throwing the football, 74 yards for Mitch Pancost. He had one run of 53 of that 74 on one run. That was in the last drive, in fact, by the Bulldogs before they missed the field goal. Pancost has 74. Quarterback Isaac Burnham has 35 yards on the ground. That highlights their rushing attack. 111 for Alliance. Burnham has 8 completions. He's thrown the ball 14 times. 8 completions for quarterback Isaac Burnham. And one catch for Kyle Sanders for 11 yards. One catch, 72 yards, and the touchdown to the leading receiver for the Bulldogs, Kyle Hooper. Three catches for 37 yards for Mitch Pancost. That's been the shovel pass. Three times it's been complete for 37 yards for the Alliance Bulldogs. One catch in that first half for Tyson Dowler for 12 yards, and two catches for Josh Motulka for 33 yards. So the Bulldogs with 165 throwing. The Tigers got to shore that up in the second half. 165 on the through the air, 111 on the ground. 276 total yards for Alliance, 242 for the Tigers in the first half. Alliance hurt by 5 penalties for 45 yards, 2 for 25 on the Tigers. Only one turnover, a pass intercepted by Tyler Rebarger of Hastings High. Alliance with that one turnover. The Tigers have not turned it over. Unofficially, the Tigers with 9 first downs in the first half. Alliance with 10. And the Tigers lead it by the score of 17-10 here at halftime. So high school football, we've got things going on across the city and the state. We can update you on some of those scores. In fact, right now is John Dibbern. And we even have Brad Beams on hand here tonight. He's on-site producer engineer here tonight. I guess, you know, I don't know if Brad wants money for this or not, but he's not going to get any from me. So yeah, John Dibbern back at the station. We're trying to keep you updated on all these scores on our family of stations at Platte River Radio. We got football all over the place. Over at Duncan Field tonight, our game on 1230 KHS Radio. Saints and C at halftime. All over the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, the Blue Hawks 36. Saints see a 36, Donovan Trumbull 6 at halftime. The Blue Hawks scored early in that one. Also got a fumble recovery in the end zone for another score and have pulled away from Donovan Trumbull. 36-6 in the halftime break there over at Duncan Field. In Class B action tonight at Patriot Field, Adams Central and York, they got a pretty good one going over at Patriots Field, and Adams Central leads 21-14 in the second quarter of that one tonight. So those two teams scored early and often there, and Adams Central leads it 21-14 in the second quarter. Some other results in a game we have on ESPN 1460 KXPN of Platte River Radio's family of stations. Kennesaw now leads Shelton 28-7 late in the second quarter. That is a battle of unbeatens. The Kennesaw Blue Devils have the lead over Shelton in that second quarter play. That game is in Kennesaw tonight. Also in C2 action, Blue Hills at Superior, no score after one. Ravenna and Kearney Catholic, that game on Classic Hits, 98.9. That's KKPR-FM, 14-0. Kearney Catholic late in the first half as Kearney Catholic continues to roll on. And at halftime now, Blue Hill and Superior. Blue Hill and Superior, nothing now at halftime. Heartland and Nebraska Christian are playing over in Henderson tonight, and it's 22-18, Nebraska Christian in the second quarter. In D2 action, Lawrence Nelson in the second quarter leads Red Cloud by the score of 28-6. Grand Island Northwest trailing Scotts Bluff 20-13. Number 1 Crete in Class B leads at Plattsmouth 14-0. Number 2 McCook is hosting Sydney, and that one's going to have a running clock in the second half. McCook leads Sydney 42-0 at halftime. McCook rolls on there, coming up in a couple of weeks for Adams Central. Gehring's at Aurora tonight in the start of the second quarter. Aurora leads Gehring by the score of 14-9. And in Class A, Kearney has a nice lead over Norfolk, up in Norfolk at halftime, 21-0. And Grand Island and Lincoln Northeast are going at it in Lincoln tonight, and the Grand Island Islanders are rolling over Lincoln Northeast after one quarter by the score of 21-0. Again at halftime, it's St. Cecilia 36-6 over Donovan Trumbull. In the second quarter, at last report, Adams Central 21, York 14 at Patriot Field. And also in the city tonight, right here at Lloyd Wilson Field at halftime, Hastings High over Alliance by the score of 17-10. We're going to take another timeout, and when we return, we'll tell you what's coming up tomorrow and update some scores for you if we can after this 90-second timeout.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. Bob Sass Flowers has wall art, door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. And for even more home decor and gift ideas, shop the oohs and ahs level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Say it with flowers, Bob Sass Flowers.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, here for you, close to home.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
17-10, Hastings High over Alliance here at Lloyd Wilson Field, the Osborne Family Sports Complex. Class B high school football, and a good one here tonight with the Tigers leading the Bulldogs. 17-10, Alliance has made their way back on the field. Again, another very entertaining and very good halftime performance. The Hastings High band up to their usual wonderful performances, and another great high school marching band at Hastings High again this year, and they provide a little halftime entertainment along with other folks here. But tonight, the Tigers lead at 17-10 over the Alliance Bulldogs. Again, the Tigers fell behind early in this game, and I do mean early. 19 seconds in, first play from scrimmage, The Bulldogs scored on a 72-yard touchdown pass. Hastings High, though, comes right back. Maybe one of the key points of this football game so far. The Tigers come right back. 68 yards and 8 plays. Tyler Ebarger to Austin Gittison. 19-yard touchdown pass. Extra point added by Brady Menke. 7-7. 8:31 to go in the first quarter. Tigers score also in the first quarter on a 31-yard field goal by Brady Menke. 10-7 Tigers after one. Kyle Sanders kicks a 27-yard field goal for the Bulldogs at the 4:50 mark of the second quarter. We were tied at 10. Hastings High then gets the football back and drives 77 yards and gets the go-ahead touchdown on a Brady Menke, the halfback pass. Brady Menke to a wide-open Alex Olson, 34-yard pass play, and the Tigers, with the extra point, led 17-10 with 1:38 to go. The Bulldogs drove all the way down to the Tiger 12 late in the first half, but missed a 30-yard field goal that would have cut the margin to 4 at halftime, and the Tigers lead it by 7 by the score of 17-10 here at halftime, with Hastings High on top. The Alliance Bulldogs, again, 242 total yards for the Tigers in the first half, 276 for the Bulldogs. So we've gone up and down the field. We've had some long plays. We've had some long touchdown plays. We've had a good offense, and we've had some pretty good Tiger defense. The Tigers have been able to exploit the Alliance defense a little bit, running the football with 142 yards, 103 already for Brady Menke, and 100 yards through the air. So the Bulldogs have given up more than 170 a game on the ground. Get up 142 to the Tigers, and I'm sure that was a part of the game plan, as Coach Rebarger told us in the pregame show. They needed to run the ball. They also needed to throw it, and they've done a pretty good job of that. They have been outgained, but they have had a pretty good offense in this first half, 242 total yards for the Tigers. Reminder for you, we'll have football for you tomorrow on our family of stations of Platte River Radio on 1230 KHAS Radio tomorrow. Hastings College Broncos have a real good opponent tomorrow up in Mitchell, South Dakota. Oh, the Corn Palace City. Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell will get a chance to see once again one of their favorite places, the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota, as the Broncos play the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers at 1 o'clock tomorrow. 12:15 is pregame show time for the Tony Harper pregame show. Always a fun trip up to Mitchell, and Tigers have a real good ball club this year. The Tiger offense has got some very talented players. The defense of Hastings College will be tested. The offense, which played well last week, will be tested also. The big one tomorrow, the Broncos and the Tigers in Mitchell, South Dakota at 1 o'clock, 12:15 pregame on 1230 KHS. And on the breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5 tomorrow. Nebraska and Wisconsin tomorrow night. The kickoff a little after 7 o'clock in Madison. 2 o'clock is pregame showtime for all the pregame activity on the breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. The Huskers and the Badgers, two teams in the top 10 in about any poll you're going to see. Wisconsin, number 7. Huskers, number 8 in the Associated Press poll. And so we'll see what happens tomorrow night. The first Big Ten game for the Nebraska Cornhuskers tomorrow night up in Madison, Wisconsin. And that will be probably one crazy weekend in Madison. Starting tonight, I'm sure a lot of Nebraska fans heading up. A lot of them, I don't think, have tickets, but they're going to see if they maybe can corral some or whatever, because it's going to be quite a weekend. And the first Big Ten game, the Huskers and the Badgers tomorrow night at 7, pregame at 2 on the breeze tomorrow afternoon. Hastings High leads it here 17-10. The team's back out on the field, and Hastings High, I should get the football to start this second half of play with their 17-10 lead, and we'll see what adjustments these two teams made here at halftime. Again, the Tigers are maybe looking to shore up that pass defense a little bit for the 165 yards through the air for Isaac Burnham and Alliance. But the Tigers have made some key plays against the running game to slow the Bulldogs down a little bit. And Hastings High is going to get the football to start this third period of play, leading here by the score of 17-10. Again, the Tigers trying to break a two-game losing streak. They are 2-3, but they have lost the last two, and Alliance traveled to Lexington last week and got beat 35-28. So the Minutemen were able to put up five touchdowns last week. The Tigers have scored a couple here tonight, and Alliance is 3-2 on the year, but dropped that one last week at Lexington. Again, for both of these teams, it's their last non-district game, their sixth game of the season. Of course, in Class B, they play nine in the regular season. Three district games for each one of these teams, and both start district play next week. So both looking to play well here tonight, get some momentum, break the losing streak, and get some momentum and head into district play next week. The Hastings High, in fact, will be at York next week. York at Adams Central tonight, and the Patriots were leading that one at last report, 21-14. The second quarter. So Kyle Sanders will kick off. Brady Menke and Jake Rawson back for the Tigers. The Tigers go from right to left, south to north here. The kickoff by Sanders. Rawson at the 15. Follows his blockers to the 20, to the 25, 30. Pretty good breaking of tackles there by Rawson to the 35, 36-yard line before he's finally pulled down. So Jake Rawson on the return. From the 15 out to the 36-yard line, and that's where Hastings High will start with Tyler Rebarger, the junior at quarterback. Austin Herringer's the fullback, the senior. Brady Menke, the senior at running back. Matt Geiger, senior wingback. Trenton Hallmeyer is the center. Got Zach Cook, Cody Newland, Eluard Resendez, Matt Karloff up front on the line. Casey Lammers is the tight end. From the shotgun, Rebarger hands off to the fullback Herringer, bulls his way to the 41, a pickup of about five there. Second down and 5 yards to go. Austin Herringer runs for five to the 39. It's the first time Herringer's carried the football from the split back position there out of the shotgun tonight. So that's one adjustment right there for the Tigers. Now it'll be two wide receivers to the far right, Olsen and Reimer. Wing back to the right. One back Herringer behind quarterback Rebarger at the 41, second and five. Rebarger, quick toss out to Reimer to the 40, 42, maybe the 43. Not much there, but the quick toss. Will Reimer with his first catch, second catch, excuse me, moved it from the 41 to the 45, got four, so it's going to be third and a yard. Two catches now for Reimer and 13 yards, has been the leading receiver for Hastings High as they send in Austin Giddison from the near sideline. With a play here, Giddison comes wide to the left. Now one wide receiver, double tight end this time. I formation, third and a yard on the keeper. Rebarger, first down to the 50. Inside Alliance territory down to about the 46-yard line. First down and 10 for the Tigers. Tyler Rebarger on the keeper. Got more than enough. Picked up, in fact, 9 yards to the Alliance. 46-yard line, first down and 10 yards to go for Hastings High. Early third quarter, 10:25, clock runs after the first down, the moving of the sticks, the spotting of the football. 17-10 Tigers, first and 10 at the 46-yard line. In motion, Menke, toss to Menke. Going to keep it this time, 45-40, flag on the play. Inside the 35 is Menke, and the flag probably will be a hold on the Tigers, but Menke carried that football from the 46-yard line all the way down to the 32. He got 14 yards on the play. But the flag is at the 47-yard line, a hold probably on the Tigers behind the play, and that will nullify that 14-yard run for the Tigers. And the officials will move it back all the way to the Tiger 42-yard line. It's going to be first down. You got to get to the 36 of Alliance.
The ball's at the Hastings
43. First and 21 yards to go at the Tiger 43-yard line. So it's first and 21 after the penalty at the Tiger 43. Rebarger takes the football from the center, hands off to Herringer to the 45. Ooh, nice tackle right in the stomach there and the tackle there. Lifting Herringer off the ground, Kyle Hooper with the tackle. Nice play by Cooper. By Hooper. And out to the 47, a pickup of four for Herringer, second and 17. Second down, 17 yards to go at the 47-yard line for Hastings High. So that was a form tackle. That's the way it's supposed to be done. Put the shoulder into the stomach and bring down the running back. And Hooper with the tackle there after Herringer gained four. Second and 17 at the 47-yard line. We have an official's timeout here. There we go. An official's timeout. Had a little equipment problem by one of the Tigers, and that's taken care of. Second and 17 at the Tiger 47-yard line. 9:25 to go. Third quarter. Clock moves. Hastings 17, Alliance 10. Second and 17, Tiger 47. Rebarger wants to throw. Good protection. Now he has to scramble out to the 45. Has running room. Far sideline 50. 45-40. First down 35-30. 25-20. Inside the 20. Pushed out of bounds. Tyler Rebarger. Nice run there by Rebarger and a first down. The Tigers, 11th of the night. First and 10 from the Tiger 47 all the way down. Your Alliance 20, a pickup of 33 yards for Tyler Rebarger. First and 10 at the Alliance 20-yard line. Rebarger was looking to his left, rolled to his left, avoided the pass rush, and then sprinted out to his right, had open field. First and 10 at the Alliance 20. Handoff goes to Herringer. Austin goes to the outside to the 15. Tripped up there. Gets close to a first down near the 10. Nice run by Austin Herringer, the 190-pound senior. A pounding the Tiger offensive line. Taken over in this third quarter of play. Second and one at the 11. A pickup of 9 on the play for Austin Herringer. Second and a yard at the Bulldog 11. Just inside the 11, almost the 10, but we'll call it the 11, second and a yard, less than a yard. The Tigers can get up by a couple of scores here maybe. They're still 11 yards away, I formation. Hand off to running back is
Brady Menke on the
carry. Brady Menke has a first and goal. He got a couple, but it's good enough to move it inside the 10 and a first down.
Number 71, Anthony Beal. And number 62, Dan Thomas.
Brady Menke on the run there, moved it from the 11.
First and goal for
to the 8. First and goal at the 8-yard line. So 3 there for Menke. 120 on the ground for Brady. Brady, first and goal at the 8-yard line. So out come the Tigers. Trying to move up to a 13-point lead with a touchdown here. 17-10. Rebarger to Menke to the 5. Inside the 5 into the end zone. Touchdown. 8-yard touchdown run for Brady Menke. And the Tigers lead it 23-10. And Menke will have to attempt the extra point here. So the Tigers with the first score of the third quarter keep the football for 4 minutes and 6 seconds. And lead 23-10. And Menke will try the extra point out of the hold of Tyler Rebarger. It is down. It is kicked. It is up there, and it is good. Brady Menke with his third extra point. He's also kicked a field goal to score a touchdown, thrown for one. And the Tigers lead it now 24-10 with 7:54 to go third quarter. Back with a Tigers kickoff in 30 seconds.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's
Body
Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
7:54 to go in this third quarter, and it's Hastings High now, 24-10 over Alliance. Tigers' third long drive for scores, their 3 touchdowns, 68 yards, 77 yards. This last one was 9 plays, 64 yards. Brady making an 8-yard touchdown run. So Menke has one touchdown. He's also thrown for one, kicked 3 extra points, kicked the field goal. Austin Gittison catching a touchdown pass. And Alex Olson also catching that touchdown pass from Menke. So 24-10, so the Tigers with a little bit of breathing room here as Menke will kick the ball over the first wave of defenders at the 30. The football is free, and Alliance falls on it. About the 30, the Bulldogs have been getting such great returns that the Tigers now are kicking it short. Menke got that over the first wave of Alliance receiving core team members, and The Bulldogs had to fall on it at the 30. That was the point of the kick. Tigers had a chance to get that free football, but Alliance falls on it, first and 10, at their own 30-yard line. So that almost became a Tiger football there, but Alliance gets on and has it first and 10 at the 30. So Isaac Burnham will be the junior quarterback. Mitch Pancost is the 156-pound junior who has 74 yards on the ground. So four wide receivers. The ball is handed off to Pancost. The Tiger defense there after a couple yards gain. And Pancost has a 53-yard run in this game, 74 yards total. Only got a couple there.
Number 60, Matt Carlock.
From the 30-yard line up to, it's going to be about the 32. We'll call it a 2-yard pickup for Pancost. And it's second down and 8. Bulldogs at their own 32-yard line. Officials timeout here. See what this is all about. This must be another equipment thing. Well, the Tigers has to come out. Jackson Powers comes to the near sideline. Tyler Rebarger comes in. I think that was an equipment problem there. Second and 8. Bulldogs come out with the football. Burnham rolls right, wants to throw near sideline. It's going to be incomplete, sliding out of bounds, but not able to hang on to the footballs. Kyle Sanders, third and 8 at the 32. So the incompletion there. 15 throws for Burnham. He's completed 8 on the evening for 165 yards and 1 touchdown. A touchdown was for 72 yards, so the Bulldogs have moved it through the air, moved it on the ground, too. The Tiger defense holding the Bulldogs out of the end zone and a missed field goal late in the first half, trying to force a first drive punt here. It's third and 8 at the 32, and there's a whistle. Flag will fly and some movement somewhere along somebody's line. The Tiger sideline signaling it's on the Bulldogs, and it looks like it will be officially ruled offside on the Tigers.
Dead ball.
So that'll make it third and 3 at the 37.
It's a 5-yard penalty.
And that is your proverbial giving the other team 5 yards. Lining up offside are the Tigers. As the Tigers lead this one, St. Cecilia 36-14 over Donovan Trumbull. So the Cardinals score first in the second half. Third and 3 Bulldogs at the 37. Big third down play here for Alliance. Handoff goes to Pancost. He's going to be short. Has to get to the 40. He's going to be about a yard and a half short. And there's another flag flying after the tackle. And the ball's at the 38. A pickup of only a yard. Pancost got only one. It's going to be 4th and 2 unless this penalty's on the Tigers. A 1-yard pickup. And the officials confer. Dead ball foul, unsportsmanlike conduct on the Tigers again. That is their second unsportsmanlike conduct penalty in this game. And that will give the Bulldogs a first down, and that will continue this drive. Just what the Tigers didn't need. From the 38, they'll move this football into Hastings High territory. 15 yards, unsportsmanlike conduct. Again, that's the second one on the Tigers in this game. Now, Coach never wants to see that in sportsmanlike conduct. Something should not be going on like that. But it's at the 47-yard line of the Tigers after the 15-yard penalty. But 2 on the Tigers tonight, and that gives the Bulldogs a first down at the Tiger 47-yard line. Burnham now in the pistol formation. Cross the middle, knocked down on the play. Mark Gooden, the defensive end, knocks that one down incomplete.
Burnham's pass is broken up at the line of scrimmage by number 80, Mark Gooden.
Second and 10 at the Tiger 47. So Burnham was throwing the slant pass, but knocked down by Gooden at the line of scrimmage. Second and 10 Bulldogs at the Tiger 47. 6:50 to go, third quarter. Hastings 24, Alliance 10. You're listening to high school football here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska, and on the ESPN Superstation.com. Burnham from the pistol wants to throw. Shovel pass to Pancost. Not much room there. The Tigers slow this one down a little bit on the pass play. Again, Mark Gooden, the first one there for the Tigers. That'll shovel pass the fourth time that this has gained yardage for the Bulldogs. That one got only three, so it's going to be third and seven at the 44. Third and seven at the Tiger 44. It's inside the 45. So we call it officially the 44. Third and seven for the Bulldogs. We'll send three wide receivers to the left, two to the right, no backs in the backfield. Taking the handoff, keeping the football, burning to the 40. Inside the 35, he has a first down in the run by quarterback Jake Isaac Burnham. First down, Alliance, that's their 12th. They move it from the Tiger 44 yard line to the 34, a pickup of 10. They needed 7, and Burnham got 10. And he gets a first down for the Bulldogs, number 12 on the evening. 12 first downs for each team. First and 10 at the Tiger 34. So we'll see if the Tigers are bending here a little bit in the third quarter. 5:48, clock runs after the first down. And the sticks moved. Burnham, the quarterback, wants to throw. Near sideline, it's going to be dropped, incomplete. Matulka dropped it, incomplete. That one was not going to go for much had it been caught. The Tiger defenders were there, second and 10 at the 34. Matulka just couldn't handle it. A little bit out of his reach. Incomplete, second and 10 at the Tiger 34. 5:39 to go in period number three. Hastings 24, Alliance 10. Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. In the backfield, Pankos bounces off one of his own players, has a first down. Mitch Pankos with a nice run, another Alliance first down. Now it looks like the Tiger defense being pushed around a little bit. Getting a little bit tired here, maybe down now to the 22-yard line, a pickup of 12 for Pankos. He has 89 on the ground. First and 10 at the 22-yard line for Alliance. Bulldogs starting at their own 30. This is obviously becoming a very big drive as we're halfway through the third quarter. Keeping the football is Burnham, still on his feet, but he has nowhere to go there. First hit by Cody Newland. He got out of that tackle, but more Tigers converge on the play, and a loss back to the 25. Second and 13, so a good defensive play there. A loss of three for Burnham. So Hastings High comes up with a play that forces lost yardage there. Second and 13 at the 25-yard line. So now the Bulldogs will send out a slew of receivers. Burnham in the pistol formation. Rolls to the near side, to his right. Wants to throw. Now stops, throws it across the middle, incomplete. The defender there is Tyler Rebarger. No flag, but it was close. It must have been a split second after that ball hit the receiver's hands and Rebarger hit the intended receiver. Third and 13, incomplete. 19 throws for Burnham. 9 completions. Third and 13 at the 25-yard line. So out come the Bulldogs. Big third down play here. They might be in four down territory here with 4:36 to go. Burnham, the quarterback, wants to throw. Pretty good rush. Going to throw the screen to the near sideline, but a nice play by the defender there. On the play, Austin Gittison, but there's a flag on the play, and that might be too high of a tackle here by Gittison.
To number 21,
the reception there was Kyle Hooper.
Tigers number 21, Austin Gittison. Penalty marker on the field.
The catch there was by Hooper. The tackle was by Gittison. It was a loss back on the play, back into the 32, 33-yard line. But the penalty might be on the Tigers to move it 15 yards down the field. It's not going to be enough for a first down. We'll see what – there was a loss on the play of 8 on that catch.
Personal foul, face mask penalty
against. A face mask, not the horse collar, but a face mask. 15-yard penalty on the Tigers. 6 penalties on the Tigers, 5 now on Alliance. Moves it down to the 17-yard line.
Third down and 4 for the Bulldogs.
And it's going to be third down and about.
Balls at the 17-yard line.
4 on the 17-yard line. So the 15-yard penalty on the Tigers. Third and about 4 at the 17-yard line. Burnham gets the football, throws it to the far corner, incomplete. The goal line intended.
First
Burnham's pass intended for
Kyle Hooper, and it's going to be fourth and four. Incomplete on the throw there by Burnham. Fourth down and four, so the Tigers are going to ask to hold one more time. 4:14 to go, period number three, 24-10 Tigers, fourth down and four. Fourth and four, two wide receivers to the right, two to the left. Pankos is the lone back behind quarterback Burnham, who's in the pistol formation here. Burnham wants to throw, does across the middle. It's tipped around off two hands, off three hands, and caught by the receiver Hooper for the touchdown. I think that ball went off an intended receiver and two Hastings High Tigers into the hands of Hooper for the 17-yard touchdown. That thing bouncing around like a pinball machine, and Hooper grabbed it and ran it into the end zone for the touchdown. 24-16. Kyle Sanders to try the extra point. That ball was bouncing all over the place. It was a bullet of a pass, and Hooper ended up catching it and running it in for the score. Kyle Sanders for the extra point, kicked up, and it is good, and it's a 7-point ball game with 4:08 to go. Hastings 24, Alliance 17, back in 30 seconds.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles.
How in the world
good,
did that
clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
15 plays, 70 yards for the Bulldogs, and the catch for the touchdown, Kyle Hooper from Isaac Burnham. 4:08 to go in the third quarter, 24-17. Again, that football, it deflected off at least two players, one on each team, and it looked like a third Tiger tipped that thing, and it goes into the hand. It was a bullet of a pass from Burnham. And ended up in the hands of Kyle Hooper, and he ran it in, caught it at about the five and ran it in for the touchdown, covered 17 yards in total. The extra point added by Kyle Sanders, and it's 24-17. So the Bulldogs go 70 yards, answer the Tigers' drive of 64 yards. And just a dandy of an output of touchdowns. He's getting the kick, the onside kick, and the Bulldogs say they have it. The onside kick by the Bulldogs, and they get the football. The onside kick recovered by the Bulldogs at the Tiger 48. So the special teams play gets the football back after the Bulldog touchdown, and they have the football on the onside kick recovered at the Tiger 49-yard line. First and 10 Bulldogs at the Tiger 49-yard line. The onside kick recovered by Alliance at the Tiger 49-yard line. So they get the football right back. We'll try to keep this momentum going and go in for a tying score here. 24-17. Burnham in the pistol formation. Hands off the Pankos. Has a good gain inside the 45. Got maybe about six on the play. Second and short coming up for the Bulldogs. 6-yard gain to the 43-yard line of Hastings High. 95 on the ground for Pankos. So Lions offense can throw some numbers at you, running and throwing. They have well over 300 yards in this game. And the Tigers have over that too. Second and four at the 43. Burnham. That's the football. Keeps the football. Breaks a tackle. Still after him is Karloff, but Burnham finally goes down inside the 40. Looks like he has another Alliance first down, does at the 38-yard line. First and 10 at the 38. Burnham got five and a first down. 14 first downs for the Bulldogs. First and 10 at the Tiger 38-yard line. 3:15, clock runs third quarter, so we have a long way to go here. Tigers led 24-10. Alliance just scored and got an onside kick, and it's 24-17.
The throw to the near sideline's in. It'll be incomplete. The fake to Pankos by Burnham. The throw to the near sideline for Tyson Dowler was incomplete. So it's going to be second and 10. Second and 10 at the Tiger 38-yard line. The incomplete throw there by Burnham. 22 throws for Isaac in this game. And 11 completions. Burnham wants to throw this time. Does to the near side. Incomplete. A little long. And on the turf trying to catch that football. It's Kyle Sanders. Incomplete. Third and 10. At the 38. Third down. 10 yards to go for Alliance at the Tiger 38-yard line. That's 23 throws for Burnham. He has completed 11. 11 out of 23. Third down and 10, Bulldogs, 33-yard line of Hastings High. 2:59 to go in period number three. High school football here tonight on ESPN Superstation, 1550 KICS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska. Three wide receivers to the left, two to the right, and now Alliance is not sure that this formation is the correct one, and they are forced to take a timeout. Timeout Alliance Bulldogs with 2:59 to go, third quarter. Hastings 24, Alliance 17, back in 30 seconds.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Hastings 24, Alliance 17, 2:59 to go here in the third. Adams Central leads York in the third quarter at Patriots Field tonight, 27-14. And St. Cecilia leads Donovan Trumbull in the third quarter at Duncan Field in Hastings, 42-14. So a lot of offense going on in Hastings tonight. Alliance football, third and 10, 38-yard line of Hastings, third down and 10. In motion, Pankos. Fake by Burnham to Pankos, keeping the football for a first down is Burnham. Burnham inside the 25 has a first down, number 15 for Alliance. So a big run for a first down there by quarterback Isaac Burnham. His defenses are wearing down here. 17-yard pickup for Burnham. He's rushed for 64. Pankos has 95. Only one other player has run the football. Kyle Sanders for two. 21-yard line, first and 10. Alliance trying to get into the end zone to tie this thing up. 2:40 to go. Clock runs in the third quarter, so a lot of time. In motion, Pankos gets the football, comes to the near side, to the 20. Breaks one tackle to the 15, goes down finally about the 12. Nice gain by Pankos. He got about 9 on the play. They will call it the 13. We'll call it 8. Second and 2 at the 13. Over 100 now for Mitch Pankos, who averages 130 a game. That puts him up over 750 for the season. Second and 2 at the 13-yard line. All backs, all receivers out. Burnham has a man in motion. Thinking it is Burnham, same play as the one before the last one, and a first down, another first down for Alliance. They've gone through the Tigers for 16 first downs. From the 13 to the 10, first down and goal right on the 10-yard line. For the Bulldogs as they try to put back-to-back drives together in this third quarter. First down, sticks move, ball spotted. 1:45 and running now as the clock started again. First and goal at the 10. So the Tigers had a 24-10 lead with 7:54 to go in this quarter. But the Lions scored the last time they had the ball. Got an onside kick, driving again. Over center this time, Burnham to the running back. They're keeping the football, Burnham, and he throws it incomplete. Nice fake by Isaac. Pankos did not have the football, but fortunately for the Tigers, they didn't all follow that fake, and Burnham threw it incomplete. Second and goal at the 10. So this might put the Bulldogs in a pass situation. There is a flag on the play. Second and goal, if this penalty's on Alliance.
And it looks like it's going to be on Hastings High. Tigers don't look too happy. There's a hold on the Tigers. Defensive holding on Hastings High. And on the defense and on the offense. Offsetting penalties.
It remains first down and a goal.
So offsetting penalties. Holding on both teams. So it's going to be first and goal at the 10 again. We'll run the play over. First and goal at the 10-yard line. So that play doesn't count. First and goal at the 10. Now come the Bulldogs. Over center this time is Burnham. 1:23 to go in the third. Man in motion. And off the Pencost. Pencost about the 5 or 6 on that first and goal play. A little different look there by Tigers. Had the tight end in motion this time.
I
know about the 6, second and goal at the 6-yard line. Pencost got 4. He has 111 on the ground. Second and goal at the 6-yard line. Tigers defense here needs the big play. Only one turnover in this game. An interception for Hastings High. The Tigers have not turned it over. 45 seconds, clock runs in this third quarter, 24-17, Tigers, second and goal, Bulldogs at the Tiger 6, man in motion is the tight end, Burnham fakes the handoff, keeps the football, he's going to get in the end zone the way it looks, runs for the corner, touchdown, Isaac Burnham, 24-23, cornerback keeper there, 6-yard run for the touchdown, Isaac Burnham, and it's 24-23, and Kyle Sanders will try the extra point to knot this thing up. 6-yard touchdown run by the quarterback, Isaac Burnham. Hastings lead cut 2-1 right now with the extra point pending with 31 seconds to go in this third quarter. Ball is snapped. It is down. It is kicked. It is up, and it is good, and we are tied with 31 seconds to go in the third quarter. Hastings High, 24. Alliance 24, back in 30 seconds.
Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances and now also carries GE appliances. Beeman's is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances in refrigeration, kitchen, or laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop locally and save money? Beeman's has a great selection of used appliances and a clearance aisle with low,
low prices.
For more information, stop by 727 East Park Street in Hastings. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
24-24 tie. Two drives, two scores, last two possessions, both in this quarter by Alliance. 70 yards, 15 plays, onside kick recovered by the Bulldogs. And they go 49 yards after the onside kick recovery. 6-yard touchdown run by quarterback Isaac Burnham. Extra point, Kyle Sanders. We're tied at 24. So the Tigers with the 24-10 lead with 7:54 to go in the third. So two scores in the last 7 minutes. And the Bulldogs has tied it at 24. Here at Lloyd Wilson Field High School Football here on ESPN 1550. KICS Radio in Hastings. Sanders will kick it off. He'll kick it off long. Rawson at the 17. Or 13 to the 15 to the 20. Not much room there for Jake Rawson as the return right up the middle out to about the 25-yard line. That's where the Tigers will start this possession. They haven't had the football since that 7:54 mark when they scored. Two drives and scores for the Bulldogs. 25-yard line, first and 10, Hastings High. So we'll see what the Tigers can do offensively here to break this offensive momentum of the Bulldogs. 24 seconds to go, third quarter. I formation, Tigers. Handoff goes to Herringer. Good hold of the 30, the 32-yard line. Austin Herringer, nice run there. Hastings tie will face a second and short when the fourth quarter begins as the third quarter has come to an end in about 10 seconds. It's out to the 32-yard line. A pickup of 7 on the play. And that will be the end of the first quarter. The Tigers are not going to run any more plays. That's the end of the third quarter after the 7-yard run by Austin Herringer. After 3, we're tied. Hastings High, 24. Alliance, 24. Back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles.
good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
We are tied at 24-24 after three quarters. But again, in the last 7:54 of that quarter, Alliance scores a couple of touchdowns, sandwiched in between. An onside kick, a touchdown, an onside kick recovery, and a touchdown by the Bulldogs. Hastings High has the football, 2nd and 7 at their own 32 as this fourth quarter will begin. The Tigers will try to gain some momentum back here offensively and back in the scoring column. So here we go, period number 4, 2nd and 7 at the 32-yard line. Rebarger, the quarterback, handoff to the first man through running the football. Austin Herringer has a first down. He's near the 40. The Tigers, 13th first down, 16 for Alliance. And Herringer moves that football from the 32 to the 40. He got 8 there. 67 for Austin, 128 for Brady Menke, 47 for Tyler Rebarger. And it may come down to who has the football last, one of those kind of situations here tonight. 1st and 10. Tigers at their own 40-yard line. Rebarger still with the football. The
Rebarger on the carry.
Quarterback to about the 45. So Rebarger kept that one on the option.
Jonah Matulka.
Pretty good gain out to the 45. Tyler gets 5. He's now up over 50 on the ground. 2nd and 5 at the 45. Hastings High and Alliance knotted here at 24. We're in the first minute of period number 4. Lloyd Wilson Field, the Osborne Family Sports Complex. High school football here tonight. Tied at 24. Rebarger over center. Hand off to Herringer to near midfield. Falls into Alliance territory. Might have enough for another first down. And they say yes, it is at midfield. 1st and 10. At the 50. So Herringer gets 5 and a first down. Tigers 252 yards rushing. 104 through the air. 1st and 10 at midfield. Tigers maybe trying to chew clock, run some time off. Score points. Rebarger throws. It's wide open. Catching the football. Alex Olson got about 5 or 6 before he's knocked out of bounds. 8th completion in 10 throws for Tyler Rebarger. They'll rule this football at the 43. Got 7 there. Olson with the catch for 7 to the Alliance 43. Olson has 3 catches for 44 yards and a touchdown. Touchdown pass was thrown by Brady Menke to Alex Olson. 2nd and 3 at the 43 of Alliance. So the Tigers moving. They started this drive in the third quarter at their own 25-yard line. The toss to the man in motion is Menke. Menke to the far side is going to be pulled down for a loss. Nick Smith, the defensive end with the tackle there, the junior. Runs down Brady Menke for a loss back to the 45-yard line, a loss of 2, so it's going to be 3rd and 5 for the Tigers. 3rd down and 5 at the Alliance 45. So should we say it? Yes, it's a big play coming up. Landon Valley in the play from the near sideline, and Valley comes out wide to the right. 3rd and 5 Tigers at the Alliance 45. 2 minutes gone, 10 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Rebarger rolls to his right, throws it near side. It's going to be incomplete. Too high and wide, intended for Landon Valley, and incomplete. 4th and 5 at the 45. We'll see if the Tigers are going to punt this thing away from the Alliance 45. You'd think so. Maybe try to pin the Bulldogs deep in their own territory. The Bulldogs have been moving that football, though, in this second half. They have 186 yards rushing the football this game after 3. Jake Rawson to punt. Now Rawson, again, likes to look things over before he punts it as far as kicking it. Runs to his right, kicks the ball down the field. Picked up at the 25-yard line by Hooper. Hooper to the 30. He gets out to about the 35-yard line. That kick by Rawson, as he rolled out to his right with the football, bounced right into the hands of one of the guys back for the punt, Kyle Hooper, and he returns it out to the Alliance 34-yard line. So that's where the Bulldogs will start. Their first possession of period number four. We're tied at 24. Again, this might come down to a mistake. No turnovers on the Tigers, although Alliance did recover an onside kick. Not a turnover, but a special teams play there. One turnover on the Bulldogs. The Tigers have an interception from Tyler Rebarger. So this might come down to a turnover. Three to the right, one to the left. Burnham comes out in the pistol. Hands off to Pankos. Good hold, good burst of speed inside Tiger territory. Pankos is pulled down, and there may be another face mask on the Tigers. Pankos is all the way down to about the 38-yard line. He picked up 28 yards there on the run. Pankos, 28 yards on the run there, and a penalty on the Tigers might be a face mask on Hastings High. It is a face mask on the Tigers. That'll tack on some more, and the Bulldogs are going to be down inside about the 30-yard line. Tigers hurt by another penalty. Ball all the way down to the 38.
Face mask against the Tigers. That's a 5-yard penalty. Marked off at the end of the run.
5-yard penalty down to the 33-yard line. So first and 10, a 5-yard face mask on the Tigers. First and 10 at the Hastings High 33-yard line. So the run there by Pankos and the 5-yard penalty. All in all, 33 yards there, first and 10. Hand off to Pankos, breaks a tackle or two. Still on his feet inside the 30. Pankos with a nice run there. Got about 6 or 7. 9:15 to go in the fourth quarter. We're tied at 24. Bulldogs drive again. Down to the 32-yard line. Excuse me, the 27-yard line. A pickup of 6 on the play for Mitch Pankos. And he's over his average for the season. He had 130 coming in for average, 145 tonight for Pankos. Second and 4 at the 27-yard line for the Alliance Bulldogs. They drive here to try to go ahead in the football game. Hand off to Pankos. Again, he's able to get past the first wave. Got it to about the 25. It's like a little bit short, but it's going to be third and short for the Bulldogs.
In on the tackle for the Tigers, number 38, Casey Lammer.
They spot this football at the 25. That was a pickup of 2, third and 2. For the Bulldogs at the Tiger 25-yard line. They need about a yard, maybe a yard and a half. Third and 2 at the 25. Burnham will keep the football. Quarterback will keep the ball for the first down. To the 20, first down and 10 at the Tigers, about the Tiger 20. Isaac Burnham on the keeper. Tiger defense not been able to get any, too many stops for losses this second half. Pick up a 5 there by Burnham. Good push by the offensive line. Alliance goes 251, 237, 228, 233, 228 up front. Big boys up front. They're wearing down the front of Hastings High. First and 10 at the 20. Bulldogs trying to score in their third straight possession of this second half. 7:38 to go. And in motion, Pankos keeping it as Burnham. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage this time, and there's also a flag on the play. So the Tigers get in there this time. Eric Ventura there, one of the Tigers. Was thrown from the near side by the line judge, and there's a loss of a yard on the play, and the officials say the flag is for no flag. They pick up the flag, a loss of a yard back to the 21-yard line. Pick up that flag, no penalty. Loss of a yard on the play.
Brings up second down and 11.
For the quarterback, Burnham. Second and 11 at the Tiger 21-yard line. 7:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Alliance on the drive. Started at their own 34. They're down to the Tiger 21. Second down and 11 yards to go. Now a lot of wide receivers out. Burnham rolls to his right, wants to throw. Cross the middle, and it's going to be caught on the play. Looks like inside the 10-yard line.
Burnham's pass is complete to number 3, Tyson Dowler.
Dowler on the catch there, his second. Inside the 10, a first down. for the Bulldogs from the 21-yard line down to the 9. Pickup of 12 and a first down. The catch, the second catch of the night for 24 yards for Tyson Dowler. And the completion there, Burnham Dowler, first and goal at the 9 for Alliance. First and goal at the 9. Out they come. Burnham over center. Man in motion is the tight end. Taking the handoff. Burnham wants to throw. Avoids one tackler. Rolls to his left. Headed for the corner of the end zone. He's not going to make that. And a big collision. One of the Tigers and a flag on the play. Gittison and Burnham both still down. They met.
Burnham on the carry. Making the stop for Hastings is number 21.
They met helmets. Austin Gittison is now up. But boy, he cracked. They might have cracked helmets. Austin Gittison being helped off the side of the field. And boy, Austin looks like he might be shaken up here. He may not quite know where he is right at the moment. Quarterback still down for Alliance. Those two players met, look like helmet to helmet. There's a flag on the play, and there may be a penalty on this play for a helmet to helmet tackle here. And this might be on the Tigers. And the Alliance players are taking a knee as the quarterback, Burnham, is still down. He got it down to about the 7-yard line, scrambling on that play on the keeper. And Gittison and Burnham look like a helmet-to-helmet collision there. Austin's on the near sideline. He's sitting with one of the training staff of the Tigers. He appears to be okay. Maybe he's there sitting on a bench on the near side. He got up fairly quickly, but the quarterback Burnham is still down, and the players have left the field. They've gone to kind of their respective benches, and Lions players taking the knee on the far sideline. That's for respect to the other player, and the Tigers will go out on the field, and they'll take their knees too, as, of course, everyone concerned about the quarterback, Isaac Burnham, here. And he's still down on his back, and that's not good. Hate to speculate on what this might be, but this is, at this moment, not looking good at all. Now it's going to come the stretcher, and I think Burnham, the quarterback, as you may very well imagine, you could hear a pin drop in this stadium right now, as Alliance is going to face this situation, and the quarterback, Isaac Burnham, is down in the play, and the junior is going to be placed on the stretcher when the medical folks feel it's good to move him on that, get him stabilized. And that's obviously never a good sight when you see a stretcher out on the field. That's why you always see the ambulances at these high school games. It's for situations like this. They have to be here. But, again, the quarterback down. That was a very violent, I guess, maybe not the right word, but it was a very, very hard hit, it was a collision. It was a definite collision between Gittison and Burnham. Again, Austin Gittison down on the near sideline appears to be fine, but he's off the field. And, again, all the players on both sides of this field are on with the knee in respect to the injured Alliance player, and Burnham, the quarterback, is going to get, I guess, stabilized there. And there was one of the medical folks kind of motioning towards the neck area, shoulder neck area. So this is going to, and the medical folks, of course, taking all the precaution in the world here to make sure nothing is done here that would further complicate things. So you just hope that it's not as serious as it appears. I mean, that's all we can say. I mean, we have no firsthand information of the extent of this or anything, but it's not a looking good situation. Let's Let's put it that way. We are at the 6:20 mark in this football game. Alliance has the football. The Bulldogs are driving to try to go ahead in this football game. They had a first and goal. That last play was a first and goal at the 9. And Burnham, the quarterback on the keeper, got it down to about the 7. And then he was met by Austin Gittison, which appeared to be a helmet-to-helmet collision. And, again, Gittison off on the near sideline appears to be okay. He's sitting on a bench here, but talking to a member of the staff of Hastings High, I don't think it may be a medical person, but anyway, he appears to be fine. The situation and the concern here is for the quarterback, Isaac Burnham, of the Alliance Bulldogs, as he is still on the ground. Again, the stretcher is out on the field, but Burnham has not been placed on that stretcher, and I'm sure the folks from Alliance on the far side of the field are heavily concerned, as are all the Hastings fans here tonight. Again, as quiet as you could possibly imagine here in this stadium right now. So we don't want to speculate, but it was a collision. So, and the Bulldogs are going to have to hope that this is not a serious injury, of course, for quarterback Isaac Burnham. He's a 176-pound junior, and he's done a whale of a job leading this football team tonight. He's 12 completions in this game. Of course, that makes not a whit of difference at this moment, and also has run the football very well, but he's done a great job for Alliance here tonight. And the quarterback is probably going to have to be Josh Matulka. He's a sophomore, 145-pounder, but the Bulldogs are going to have to find something to get their concentration back here, as, of course, they're going to have their thoughts and concerns about their starting quarterback. And again, it's been about probably close to 10 minutes here that Burnham's been on that field. He did not attempt to get up at all. He was on that field on his back and has been there for like the last 10 minutes. And, of course, the medical people from Alliance and the coaching staff and the Hastings High medical folks out there on the field and the stretcher there also, as Isaac Burnham, the quarterback, the junior leader of this ball club offensively, and with the injury here. And so again, not know the extent, the seriousness, but it's not a good situation when you've been on your back on the football field after an injury for this length of time. And so that's the important thing with this. It's we're all playing a game here, but the injuries here that come into play, we just hope it's not too serious of a situation. But again, with this much time being taken on it, every precaution is being made, because this can lead you to areas of concern about the injury. Again, we have no idea the extent or what it is, but you can think all you want about it. But again, we have no official word here. Of course, Burnham is now they've raised him, they have secured him, and have raised him. Now he's on the stretcher, and of course he'll be moved off there and in the ambulance. And I would imagine that Mr. Burnham's going to be headed over to Mary Lanning, of course, here, and see what the extent of this injury situation is. So we will, if possible, we'll get an injury update on what the situation is. But again, Burnham is secured now. He's on the stretcher, and of course secured with the straps. That's the way it is when you have injuries like this and on a stretcher. Now stretcher being lifted, and Isaac Burnham, the quarterback, will be moved off the field here. And of course, the round of applause, of course, by everyone in this stadium. And you just hope and have good thoughts that this is not a serious injury. But Burnham was down for about 10 minutes or so, and now on the stretcher, and well wishes to Isaac, and let's hope it's not a serious injury. But he will
first down and goal for the Bulldogs.
I'll be put in the ambulance and taken to a local hospital. I would expect Mary Lanning, but back to the contest. Out come the Bulldogs. It's first and goal at the 9, and Josh Matulke is the quarterback. Hand off to Pankost. He's at the 10, back to the 9-yard line.
Mitch Pankost on the carry.
Pankost on the carry. Moves the football to the 9, or to the 10-yard line.
Number 60,
it's be second
Carlisle
and goal. That play started at about the 15.
The Bulldogs,
I did not know there was a penalty involved. Maybe there was a penalty involved on that injury hit. It's second down and goal at the 10-yard line. Pankos got 5 yards on the play as we get back to football here. Keeping the football is Matulke. Matulke to the 5, tripped up about the 3-yard line. So the sophomore, Josh Matulke, runs that football on the second and goal. It's going to be third and goal about the 2-yard line.
Third down and goal.
A pickup of 8 on the play by the quarterback Matulke, who has to come in here after the injury to Isaac Burnham. Third and goal. 8 yards there from Matulke. Third and goal at the 2. 5:10 to go in the ball game as the Bulldogs drive here. Third and goal from the 2-yard line. And off to Pankost, has nowhere to go, and the Tiger defense there to stop Pankost. Looks like maybe for a loss. So this might be the ball game coming up for Alliance. We are tied here at 24. Fourth and goal at the 3. Loss of a yard on the play. Mark Gooden on the tackle there. Leading the way for the Tigers. Fourth and goal at the 3-yard line. They're right in the center of the field, and the Bulldogs make go for the go-ahead field goal here with 4.5 minutes to go. And the Bulldogs are going to take a timeout with 4:28 to go, and they'll decide if they're going to go for it on fourth and goal or try a field goal to put themselves ahead. Timeout on the field with the score. Hastings 24, Alliance 24. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. Things tempered quite a bit here. The injury to Isaac Burnham, the quarterback of Alliance, taken off the field. A 20-yard field goal right in the center of the field. Kyle Sanders will try it here. His kick is up. This is like an extra point. It is up and it is good. Kyle Sanders kicks the extra point for the, excuse me, kicks the field goal. 20-yard field goal, and the Alliance Bulldogs have gone ahead by the score of 27-24. So we'll take another timeout with 4:24 to go in the ballgame. The Tigers now find themselves behind. It's Alliance 27, Hastings High 24. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
27-24 Alliance. Kyle Sanders kicks a 20-yard field goal. The Bulldogs had the football right in the center of the field. It was like an extra point, and Sanders drilled it. The Bulldogs drove 63 yards, got it down to the 2, lost a yard on third and goal. But the field goal on fourth down by Sanders, his second field goal of the game, 27-24 Alliance. They're back in front. They've scored 17 unanswered points. 4:24 to go. Tigers have the ball. We'll get the ball and the kickoff here. Goes down to Menke at the 10-yard line, to the 15, to the 20. Menke can't get to the 25-yard line, but that's where the Tigers will start. And they'll have all three timeouts, 4:19 to go. First down and 10 for the Tigers on the Alliance 24-yard line. So the Tigers need to get down at least within field goal range to try to send this one to overtime or score in the final 4:19. Score a touchdown to win it, or a field goal would tie it, 27-24. Tigers come out in the eye, Rebarger the quarterback. Turns, hands the ball off to the fullback for a pickup of a few there. Austin Herringer from the 24. Tigers try to break that fullback across the center of the line. Another Bulldog down in the play. Getting up slowly is Jonah Matulka. He's okay, though. Out to the 27, second and seven at the 27-yard line. Herringer got three. Second and seven, Tigers at their own 27. The Tigers are probably going to be forced to go through the air here as it's down less than 3:45 to play. Second and seven at the 27. I formation, two wide receivers to the left. Rebarger, the quarterback, turns, keeps the football. Rebarger tackled, moves across the 30. Tigers want to get it out a little bit where they can maneuver a little bit more offensively. It's out to the 32-yard line, a pickup of five. Third down and two, but the clock continues to run. Third down and two at the 32-yard line for the Tigers. Of course, they got to get a first down in these next two downs. 3:10, clock runs in the ball game, 27-24. Wide to the right is Alex Olson. Third and two at the 32. Rebarger over center, I formation. Handing the ball off to Menke. He will get a first down past the 35-yard line. First and 10, and now the Tigers are probably going to be forced to throw that football. 2:54 to go in the ball game. Menke got it out to the 37. He got five and a first down. Menke has rushed for 131 yards. It's first and 10 at the 37-yard line. Wide to the right comes Will Reimer. 2:45, clock runs, fourth quarter. Alliance 27, Hastings 24. Now Rebarger wants to throw out to his right. Now we'll keep the football. Doesn't have much room. Goes out of bounds, though, about the 37, 38-yard line. Maybe a short gain, but the clock stopped as Rebarger goes out of bounds. Second down and long coming up for the Tigers. At the 39, a pickup of two for Tyler Rebarger. He's rushed for 59 yards. It's second and eight at the 39-yard line. 2:35 to go, but the clock stopped there with Rebarger going out of bounds. Wide receiver to the right is Landon Valley. Two wingbacks this time. One tight end. Rebarger wants to throw. Does short to Herringer. Herringer has nowhere to go. Falls forward to the 40. And the officials say knee down at the 40-yard line. Maybe the 39. And that was a
in on the tackle for the Bulldogs.
Quick throw there, but
Austin Davidson.
No gain on the play. Third and eight on the catch there by Herringer, but no gain. Third and eight at the 39, so the Tigers might be down to their final two plays. They need 8 yards. 2 minutes to go in the ball game. 27-24 Alliance. Two wide receivers to the left, one wing back to the left. Rebarger over center. In come the Bulldogs. They rush about six. Rebarger's going to be sacked behind the line of scrimmage. Jonah Matulka all the way back to the 25-yard line. It's going to be fourth and way long coming up. Rebarger all the way back to the 25, a loss of 14 yards on the play. Timeout Tigers. We'll keep it here during this timeout. It's going to be fourth down and 22 yards to go for the Tigers back on the 25. Jonah Matulka, the 179-pound senior on the blitz there, gets Tyler Rebarger for a loss of 14 yards on the play. And the Tigers face a fourth and 22 at their own 25-yard line. They take their first timeout of the second half. And we'll keep it here during this timeout. 1:47 to go. So the Tigers need 22 yards on this fourth down play, or they're going to turn it over on downs to the Bulldogs. Bulldogs have scored 17 unanswered points here after falling behind 24-10 with 7:54 to go in the ball game. Last week, the Tigers just did not play well and gave up 42 unanswered points. Tonight, it's been 17. Tigers have played much better than last week, but they've given up the last 17. Fourth and 22 at the 25. Rebarger has to throw, drops back, tries to avoid the rush, missed by one tackle, throws it long across the middle of the field, tapped around and intercepted at the 45. Running to the near sideline, and just running out of bounds with the football is Tyson Dowler on the interception, the first turnover on the Tigers. And the Bulldogs get the football with 1:33 to go. The interception there by Tyson Dowler, and that might wrap it up for the Alliance Bulldogs, 27-24. So the turnover, the first of the night, as Rebarger kind of threw that one up for grabs on the Hail Mary type throw and intercepted. First and 10 Bulldogs at the Tiger 30-yard line. So Alliance looks like they're going to score the last 17 and win this football game. The Tigers can stop it twice. 1:33 to go in the ball game. Keeping the footballs, Matulka, and he's not going to do much with it. Josh into this game due to the injury to Isaac Burnham. Matulka gets no gain, but the Bulldogs don't care about that. And timeout on the field. The Tigers call a timeout with the margin of three. Bulldogs 27, Tigers 24, back in 30 seconds.
Relax. It's Ream. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Ream air conditioners. Every Ream Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Ream. Get your Ream products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. 27-24 Alliance. The preliminary report on Isaac Burnham, left arm and shoulder pain. Of course, that's depending on what goes on at the, I would assume, Mary Lanning Hospital, but he's definitely on his way there or there. The handoff this time, as the Bulldogs try to run out the clock, goes to Kyle Sanders straight up the middle. Again, the Bulldogs not too concerned about that. They just want to hang on to the ball. It's down to the 28-yard line. Pickup of two. It's going to be third and eight, and the Tigers have to take their final timeout. So let's take another timeout with 1:24 to go. It's Alliance 27, Hastings High 24, back in 30 seconds.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of
Silver
fine
Lake
menswear
one.
Between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. As the Bulldogs come out third and eight, 1:24 to go. It's 27-24 Alliance. They're at the Hastings 28, third down and eight. The Tigers now out of timeouts. The quarterback is Josh Matulka, hands off to Pankost. Pankost tripped, looked like he might have tripped over one of his own players. Not much there, but again, the Bulldogs really don't care. They just want that clock to run. They'll probably just run another play. It's down to the 26-yard line. It's fourth down and six to 26, and they might as well run the football, keep the clock running. 1 minute to go, and it's 27-24. The Hastings High Tigers cannot stop this clock. And it's fourth down and six. Again, the Bulldogs are at the Tiger 26. They're going to let the clock run down. They're going to call a timeout before they are delayed 5 yards. So Alliance takes a timeout. Let's take one more timeout. With Alliance leading 27-24, we're back in 30 seconds.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
42 to
recognized
20,
as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
42 seconds to play. 27-24 Alliance. Bulldogs ball, 4th and 6 at the Tiger 26. So this will be, the Tigers can hold here. They'll get the football on one last gasp. Metulka, the quarterback, turns, hands to Pancost. Pancost will get down to about the 22-yard line. It's going to be short of the first down. But again, the Tigers don't have much to work with. They got 37 seconds. They forced the turnover on downs, and Hastings high at the 22-yard line. Sanders got 4, but he was short of the first down. And it's going to be the Tigers' last gasp effort here. 1st and 10 at the 22. Their own 22. Rehbarger has to throw the football, rolls to his right, throws to the near sideline. It's going to be picked off. Picked off on the play by Tyson Dowler. His second pick in the last two possessions by the Tiger, by the Tigers' throws, and that's going to do it. The interception there on the throw to the near sideline, and that's going to do it with 32 seconds to go. And Alliance is going to win this football game 27-24. They'll have to snap it one time. Tigers out of first downs. The Tigers will lose it by 3 as the Bulldogs score the final 17 points of this football game and will win it by 3. They'll just have to put the knee down one time. Will quarterback Josh Metulka, he'll put the knee down, and that's going to be it. As Hastings High will drop this when the final seconds will tick off. The Bulldogs will not even have to stop it. And Alliance scores the last 17 points of the game, comes from a 24-10 deficit, wins it 27-24 here tonight to go to 4-2 on the year, and the Tigers will drop their 3rd in a row. The final score here tonight, the Alliance Bulldogs 27, the Hastings High Tigers 24. We'll talk about this one in 1 minute.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens,
better get that crowd,
it's the
Mike,
people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial
Healthcare. This will not
Healthcare.
Be pleasant.
Here for you. Close to home.
Jackson
Coach Rehbarger will not be happy.
For high quality.
Maybe somebody else
vehicles.
Will come up.
Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Okay, welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. The Alliance Bulldogs come in here, score the last 17 points of this game, and beat the Hastings High Tigers by the score of 27-24. The Tigers drop their 3rd game in a row. They are now 2-4 on the year, beginning district play next week at York. And the Alliance Bulldogs are now 4-2 as they break their 1-game losing streak, losing at Lexington last week. They are now 4-2. They score the last 17 points of this game and win it 27-24. Again, all of this tempered by the fact that Isaac Burnham, the starting quarterback for the Alliance Bulldogs, had to leave this game on a stretcher and transported to, we believe, Mary Lanning Hospital with a neck injury, shoulder area. We do not have an update on that, but I'm sure he is being examined and diagnosed and now, even as we speak, but that tempered this whole evening here. That happened in this 4th quarter of play, and we hope and have the good thoughts that he will be okay, and it was not a serious injury, but it was like a helmet-to-helmet collision.
And Burnham had to leave this game, but the Bulldogs held on and won this game 27-24. The Bulldogs scored first, their first play from scrimmage in the first quarter. Burnham passed to Kyle Hooper, 72 yards, 19 seconds into the game. Alliance led 7-0. Tigers come right back, go 68 yards in 8 plays. Tyler Rebarger, a 19-yard pass play to Austin Gittison. We were tied at 7. Brady Menke kicked a 31-yard field goal for the Tigers in the first quarter. Hastings led 10-7 after 1. Second quarter, Kyle Sanders kicked a 27-yard field goal for Alliance. 10-10 tie, 4:50 to go. Brady Menke, the halfback pass to Alex Olson, 34-yard touchdown pass play. Menke to Olson, ending a 77-yard drive. 17-10 Tigers with 1:38 to go. The Tigers forced Alliance to try a field goal late in the first half. It was no good. Hastings High led 17-10 in the third quarter. Brady Menke then an 8-yard touchdown run as the Tigers ended a 9-play, 64-yard drive. Menke ran 8 yards for the Tigers. Hastings led 24-10 with 7:54 to go in the third quarter. Then the Bulldogs started their comeback. They go 70 yards, 15 plays, Isaac Burnham to Kyle Hooper, 17-yard touchdown pass. That was the touchdown that was apparently touched by 3 players, 2 defensively, 1 offensively, bounced into the hands of Hooper. He scored. It was then 24-17 after the extra point with 4:08 to go. Then the onside kick by the Bulldogs. They have a successful onside kick. They get the football at the Tiger 49-yard line. They drive in to score on a 6-yard touchdown run by quarterback Isaac Burnham. We were tied at 24-24 after 3 quarters. The Bulldogs drive in the fourth quarter, go down and score. They drove 63 yards, and in that drive was when Burnham was injured, had to leave the game, but the Bulldogs got it down to the 2. Tigers forced them into a 4th-and-3 at the 3, and Kyle Sanders kicked a 20-yard field goal with 4:24 to go in the ballgame. The Bulldogs led 27-24. The Tigers threw 2 interceptions on their final 2 drives, and that was the ballgame, both by Jonah Matulka, and the Tigers could not get down into field goal range or in for the winning score. So Sanders' field goal with 4:24 won it, and the Tigers had their only 2 turnovers on their last 2 drives, and Alliance won it 27-24. Unofficially, the Tigers, 362 total yards, 251 on the ground, 111 throwing in the contest. On the ground, Brady Menke, 135 yards rushing, Austin Herringer with 75, Tyler Rebarger with 45. Rebarger had 9 completions on the evening. Brady Menke had that halfback pass, which was good for a 34-yard touchdown. So 77 yards throwing for Rebarger on his completions. A touchdown catch for Alex Olson as he caught 3 balls for 44 yards. 2 catches for 34 yards to Austin Gittison in the contest. 2 catches for 13 for Will Reimer. 362 total for the Tigers, but not enough to win this one tonight. The Tigers gave up unofficially 433 yards in this contest, 246 on the ground, 189 through the air, and 157 on the ground for Mitch Pankos. Burnham, before he was injured, had 12 completions in the contest for those 189 yards, 1 touchdown catch for 72 for Kyle Hooper in this game, 4 catches for 40 yards for Mitch Pankos. Hooper also caught 2 other balls. He caught 3 on the night for 81 yards total. Tyson Dowler caught 2 for 24. And Josh Matulka caught 2 for 33 in the contest. 433 total for the Alliance Bulldogs. 246 on the ground, 189 through the air in this contest. Around 435 total for the Alliance Bulldogs. And they win it 27-24. So another tough loss for the Hastings High Tigers. But the Bulldogs rally and score the last 17 unanswered and win it by the score of 27-24. That'll take care of our play-by-play portion of things here on ESPN 1550 KICS, but stay tuned. We're not finished at Lloyd Wilson Field. We'll have our player of the game. South Central Heating and Air Conditioning is sponsor of that, and then Cully Pipe and Steel Supply for our coach's post-game show. We hope to hear from Coach Rick Rebarger of the Hastings High Tigers. Again, the final score here tonight, the Alliance Bulldogs 27, the Hastings High Tigers 24. Stay tuned. The Player of the Game program is up next.
This high school football play-by-play has been brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's post-game show on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
And welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. Alliance beats Hastings High 27-24. The Tigers roll up 362 yards, but give up 17 unanswered in the final quarter and a half of this ball game. And lose it by three. Brady Menke, 131 yards on the ground. Also threw a touchdown pass. Austin Herriger rushed for 75. Tigers get some quality defensive play at times during this evening, but can't hold out the Bulldogs and drop at 27-24. We'll name our player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Okay, we'll name Brady Menke our player of the game here tonight. 131 yards unofficially on the ground for Brady. Also caught one ball for eight. Kicked a field goal, threw a touchdown pass, kicked the extra points for the Tigers also here tonight. So he had a good all-around game. And Brady Menke with 131 yards rushing and kicking a field goal and throwing a touchdown pass on the evening and also running for a touchdown. He'll be our player of the game. Brady Menke, the senior, our player of the game in this Alliance victory over Hastings High, 27-24. Stay tuned. The coach's post-game show is up next. Easy stand.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show up next on ESPN Radio 1550, KICS.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances and now also carries GE appliances. Beeman's is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances in refrigeration, kitchen, or laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop locally and save money? Beeman's has a great selection of used appliances and a clearance aisle with low, low prices. For more information, stop by 727 East Park Street in Hastings. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
This is the Coach's Postgame Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. Coach Rick Rehbarger joins us after Alliance beats the Hastings High Tigers 27-24. Coach, I don't know, another late part of this football game. You give up the 17 unanswered points in the last quarter and a half. What did you think was the key here tonight?
Well, you know, defensively, they were eating up a lot of clock in the third quarter. I think we went down, if I remember right, did we score on the third quarter?
Yep.
Yeah, we scored on our first drive. And then they went down and took a lot of clock and ate up a lot of time in the third quarter. And then, you know, I thought we had a stop, and we kind of did. We had hands on the ball. We just didn't bat it down, and they scored off that. And And then they won, you know, they had a momentum and got that onside kick and was able to score again. And they pretty much ate up all the third quarter. I told the boys after the, you know, when we got the ball with about 10 minutes or less than 10 minutes in the fourth quarter that, you know, offensively all we had to do is put together a drive and eat up a bunch of clock. And I think we picked up a first down and had some good field position. It was third down and probably like seven or something, and we threw in a comeback, and we just misfired on that and punted to them, and then they turned around and scored again on us. And then, you know, I'm not disappointed with our boys at all. I asked them, you know, the coaching staff and I, we asked them to give us some heart tonight, show some effort. You know, I don't think anybody could say we played our best ball the last 2 weeks. We just challenged them to come out and play with some emotion, play with some heart, play with some effort. And I think they did that tonight. I think they did that for four quarters. And I think it boils down to making plays. You know, they made plays and we didn't make plays. And, you know, that's the ball game. But I'm proud of our boys.
Yeah, your guys, it was a battle tonight, wasn't it, Coach? Both sides of the ball, I tell you, kind of almost a game of attrition here. It was really a battle, and each side really kind of wore the other one down throughout this game, didn't they?
Yeah, they're a good football team.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they do some things defensively that give you some fits. They get a lot of guys at the line of scrimmage, and you know, you can point to a lot of key parts in a football game, and obviously we can point to some key plays out here tonight that had they gone the other way, we could have a different score, but you know, they had a good plan. They did a good job. And that number five, he's a heck of a rusher. Yeah. And, you know, 12 is a heck of a quarterback and was getting loose a little bit here and there. But, you know, I was proud of him. I'm not disappointed with him. I mean, I'm disappointed that we lost, of course. But I'm not disappointed with our boys' effort.
Yeah, your guys, I know you're happy as you can be after coming up on the short side of the score with your play up front, Coach. Play up front, I know that's been kind of a struggle the last 2 weeks. Your offense did a good job tonight for the most part.
Yeah, you know. We just didn't have the ball very much.
Yeah,
you
know? That second half.
That second half, I think, we had three possessions maybe.
Yep, that's it.
And three possessions, it's kind of hard to get any score out of one of them. You know, and in the last one, you know, you're kind of back against the wall, 2 minutes left, and fourth down play, we gave up a big sack there, and, you know, Tyler just threw it up, and then, you know, we've got 40 seconds. We're trying to get the ball out of bounds, and the kid just made a good play on a ball. It was thrown down and away. He just jumped it and made a good play on it. And, you know, it's just unfortunate. I'm proud of our boys. I think they played hard. And we got district play, and we're optimistic. We know we got to travel to York, and we got to buckle up and play some good football against York. We just take – it's been what we talked about all year. We take each game one game at a time, you know, I know we got some disappointed young men, but we'll get over it on Monday and we'll go play.
Yeah, you'll probably look at some film or whatever on Sunday, and then Monday go back at it with your, as you say, everybody's kind of 0-0 now in Class B with district play starting next week. Coach, I know you don't know, but the extent or whatever, but I'm sure your well wishes for Isaac Burnham, you know.
Yeah,
it would look like a pretty serious situation. Of course, we have no report on that yet, but we hope he's okay.
Yes.
And that was just kind of really the low life. Puts everything kind of in perspective for everybody.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's a football game.
Yeah.
I think you saw two good teams come out there and play with a lot of heart.
Yeah.
And we just come out on the short end of this stick. Like I said earlier, I mean, you can't fault our young men's effort out here tonight. They played their butts off. They played as best they could, and they just fell short. And we just didn't make plays. You know, we had play stop. We got a face mask penalty.
Yep,
we had a play stop
there.
We just gave them too many chances there in the third quarter to keep their drives alive, and that's what it boiled down to, too.
And it's a trip to York coming up next week and beginning a district play. And get them going, Coach, and I'm sure your guys will be ready to go next Friday.
Yeah,
thanks for coming up
here. You bet. They'll be ready. Thank you.
Okay, Rick Rehbarger, head football coach of the Hastings High Tigers, as the Tigers drop this one to Alliance by the score of 27-24. We'll take our final timeout. And we'll wrap things up here at Lloyd Wilson Field after this.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Wilson Field will wrap things up here with the Lions winning it by the score of 27-24. The Bulldogs score the last 17 points of this contest, 27-24 to win it. The Tigers had a lead of 24-10 with 7:54 to go, but the Bulldogs were able to come back and put some scoring drives together, and also had a onside kick recovered that really turned it around after they got it to 24-17, recovered an onside kick and went in to score again to tie it at 24, and then put a fourth quarter field goal on the board with 4:24 to go. And the Tigers throw two interceptions in their last two possessions. They could not get down into field goal range, and the Tigers drop it 27-24. 131 yards on the ground for Brady Menke. The Tigers unofficially with 251 rushing yards, 111 throwing for 362 for a Lions. So we have them for 246 rushing, 189 throwing the ball, so about 435 total yards for the Bulldogs. Touchdowns tonight for the Tigers. Tyler Rebarger threw to Austin Gittison for one. Brady Menke on the halfback pass to Alex Olsen for a touchdown. And Menke ran 8 yards for a score, and he also kicked a 31-yard field goal. Again, all of this tempered by the fact that starting quarterback Isaac Burnham, the junior for Alliance, had to be taken off on a stretcher, transported to Mary Lanning Hospital here in Hastings. Do not know the extent of that injury, but all of the thoughts, prayers, and good thoughts with Isaac Burnham and his family, and we'll try to get some more information on that for you and what his situation might be, and maybe tell you about that if we can on the scoreboard show tonight, which will be on 1230 KHAS radio this evening. So that will do it here from Lloyd Wilson Field as the Alliance Bulldogs win it by the score of 27-24 over the Hastings High Tigers. The Tigers fall to 2-4 in the year. They dropped their third game in a row. They're two-thirds of the way through the season, but they begin, like everybody else in A and B, basically next week, district play. Your district records, of course, is what gets you into the playoffs and whatever, but of course every win is important for points and et cetera, et cetera. But district play begins next Friday night for the Hastings High Tigers as they play at York. They are now 2-4 on the year, are the Tigers. Alliance is now 4-2, and the Bulldogs will be home to Sydney, a ball club that they should be able to beat next Friday night. Then they have Garing and Scottsbluff on their schedule. Of course, the Tigers begin their district play at York next week, have Aurora here in 2 weeks, go to Grand Island Northwest on Friday, October 21st, and that'll be the end of the regular season, and we'll see what the situation is there. But the Tigers will try to break a three-game losing streak next Friday at York. Again, the final score here tonight on Lloyd Wilson Field, Class B High School Football here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. It was the Alliance Bulldogs 27, the Hastings High Tigers 24. For John Dibbern, Brad Beam, I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the weekend.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to John. You by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Oh, I guess
high school football has been a sports presentation of Platte River Radio.